Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash you miss. Better leave all your drawers and all half the week.
What?
Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to welcome you to joining us here live in the forum tonight, live in the remix. As always, we are live here, and it is Friday night. Welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number for all of you out there listening, again, no matter where in the world you're listening from, so you'll know how to get on over and join us here in the forum tonight. So there's a couple of ways that you can actually listening, no matter how or where or what you're doing, you can listen. And one of the ways that you can actually listen is you can actually download the Remix app, and you can listen straight from the Remix app. If you have a smartphone or you go on the Android market, you can go there, download it, and you can listen that way. You can also listen by calling in by dialing 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you right on the phone line so you can listen right here live on the phone line. You can also bring yourself over to the Remix chat room. We would love to have you here live in the chat forum, and all you have to do is come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, the Remix, and come on in. The chat room is open, and the Remix family is here, and they are certainly here, sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. So peace and greetings to all of you out there, and it's so good to see everybody in the forum tonight. It is August the 2nd, 2013, and of course, you know what time it is. It is remix time. Of course, we got another amazing, powerful show for you tonight. We're going to cover quite a few things here, give some international shots out, talk about some of the things that's going to be going on for the Remix family members and all of you magic makers out there, and do a little bit of reflecting and do what we do, dance, listen to some music, and get right into the share. It is so good to see you guys out there. I've been conversing with you all week long. So whether that was through readings or chatting with you on Facebook or chatting with you on Twitter, or maybe you were a part of the priestesshood. Amazing sisters showed up and showed out. We had our first get together, our first connection, and it was so powerful. I just cannot wait for these sisters, for you guys to get a chance to meet them up close and personal. They are some of the most powerful, amazing sisters on the planet. And of course, why not? They're part of the Remix family, so why not? Why not? Yes. So lots of great things are going to be going on. It's going to be a busy weekend over here with the Remix family. We've been busy just doing all kinds of work. I want to send some love out to Sister Munya out there, who's been holding it down as well and getting all of those readings and everything together as that's going on. And also a big shout out to Esther as well. Both of them are in the chat room as well. So I want to invite you guys to come on over and join us in chat, because If you haven't experienced the remix in chat, then that's something you definitely want to do. You know, I was talking to a sister in the sessions this week, and she told me she's been listening to the remix for almost about 7 years, and she's never been in chat. You know, so I want to invite you guys who've never been in chat to come on over, but it's certainly okay. You're free to listen. However, so at this time, I want to say welcome to all of my guests and also welcome to the seen and the unseen. If you're in the chat room, what you have to do or what you can do is all you can do is click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in and know that the Remix family is in the chat room, and they are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. So, we're going to be giving international shots out, you guys. Bear with me here. It's just all kinds of stuff coming in. You guys love to keep me informed on what's going on out there in the conscious world. y'all love to keep me informed, and I love that as well, too. We're going to be giving some international shots out, like I said, for the remix here this evening as we begin to just talk about this weekend, because it's so many things going on this weekend that the Remix family has going on. I want to invite you guys and also let you know that tonight's show, as well as all of the Remix shows, are available for you to go and download. And all you have to do, you can go over to the iTunes market, you can come over to the Remix page, and you can just download. It's available for you. It's a gift. It's a gift from myself and also Blog Talk Radio. So it's definitely a gift for you guys to come on over and also for you to be a part of the Remix family page, the radio page. You can do that on Facebook as well. You can download all of these shows. Keep them on your iPad. You can play them right there on your desktop. Some of you are putting it on your MP3 devices, or you're just listening to them. It's a wealth of information and knowledge of brothers and sisters across the globe who have come to this platform, as we all have come, to really present ourselves to you and to share this information. You guys have been such an amazing part of my growth and just my development. I always brag on the Remix audience because you guys are the magic makers of the universe. And I don't take that lightly. I really take that serious because many have been able to really kind of connect themselves through this platform. And it's because of the energy that all of you guys bring, each and every one of you. And so it's always such an honor when Friday comes, when Sunday night comes, and I get an opportunity to connect with you guys because I truly love you. I feel your energy. I feel your power, and I know your magic, and I know you know your magic too. And so this is a great place where we can always share this energy together. So with that being said, we're going to give some international shots out. I want to just say happy Ramadan. Happy, you know, Ramadan to our brothers and sisters out there. It's Ramadan time. Ramadan Karam to all of you out there as you celebrate this very special time. And just celebrate it with us here in the Remix because we have brothers and sisters from all walks of life and all backgrounds that are coming together. And that is doing their work. And I think that is so amazing that you can be who you are and definitely be a part of the Remix family. So welcome, 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 everyone. I want to remind you, if you didn't get a chance to go back and hear the show, on Sunday night, our brother and sister from the Forgotten Foods came by, and boy, was it an amazing, magical share. The Forgotten Foods, I want to invite you guys to check them out. Check them out on Facebook. Go to their website, theforgottenfoods.com. Lots of goodies over there. Food for life, just healing your body and everything else. And it was such a healing and loving show. The sister, Mayat, had such beautiful energy. The brother, Barntunde, such a powerful brother, and just a pure at heart brother. And I just love it when I come into contact with brothers and sisters who are so pure at heart in their work and what they're doing. So want to send some love out to them as well, too, over at the Forgotten Foods. If you didn't get to hear the show, no worries. Go back and download. You know what to do, and that's just going to keep you locked into the show of where you are. Now, let's talk about some of these things we got coming up this weekend, because it's a busy weekend. Tonight, we have Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. He's going to be joining us here live in the platform. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the 24 scientists, technology for the gods. Yes, yes. I'm so excited about tonight's show, too. I am. There's another thing that I'm so excited about as well, that I could just literally kiss myself, and I did. I'm so happy because this weekend we are going to be having the meet and greet for those of you who have become self-invested. If you're self-invested, you should already be checking your inbox, because you should already have something in your inbox for sure. And for those of you who are self-invested, we're going to have our first meet and greet. And don't worry, hundreds of you have already come on board, and I know hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions, because that's where we are on the remix, will come on board as well. So it's not too late for you to still become self-invested. And if you want to find out more, you definitely want to email questionforblue@gmail.com. And send an email stating that you're interested in finding out how to become self-invested. And of course, you know, self-invested is where we will have teachers and speakers from all over the world. The beautiful thing about this, in the way that they're going to be coming to you, because as you guys know, that we're living in the time where all of us are teachers, we're gurus, we're mentors. We have all of this within ourselves. This is what the work is about. And so the brothers and sisters who are coming on this platform for the remix and also in self-invested, they understand that. So they know that when they're standing before you, that they are definitely speaking to a part of their soul group, and you're connected with that group, and they're connected with you. And so what a beautiful share it's going to be. Some of the first classes are going to be getting kicked off here very, very shortly. We're going to have the meet and greet. We'll be opening up for questions. We'll be getting in that sacred space and talking about all of the amazing brothers and sisters. Some you know, but it's going to be a whole bunch you don't know that you're going to get introduced to over time that's going to be coming on board. So this is a great opportunity to talk about this time that we're in. And so I'm so excited about this, and I'm so excited for all of you who's joining me, not only in the remix, but just joining me as we've moved into the sixth dimension. I know you guys can feel it. You see all the stuff that's going on around you, and be able to see that and just kind of, you know, just kind of get yourself in that space. So I'm excited. I truly, truly am. And so blessed and honored to just be connected with all of you guys who I'm connected with. That truly means everything to me. By the way, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell you guys, if you guys notice, I put up another aura picture, but this time I didn't draw the person, because I'm going to leave the people drawing. That's just not one of my skills right now, but I did do the auras, and I've seen you guys over there, all of you magic makers, and you were kind of giving a breakdown of what you've seen. Some of the individuals I did readings for, because when I do readings for you guys, I'm doing all kind of doodling over here in my little sacred space. And so I'm always drawing auras. I love that. I love about energy work. I love about healing. So Esther's laughing. So I'm drawing. I'm always doodling over here. So I decided to share that, you know. And from time to time, I'll put up a picture. Not all of them, but some of them I'll put up. And one of the sisters even gave feedback and said it was so beautiful to see what everyone wrote about what they picked up from her aura. And it also really helped her, you know, based on what I told her, based on what she felt. And it really just gave her so many different ways to begin to look at the energy and see that she can really begin to trust herself and looking at the energy. So, again, the Remix family, always helping you learn, always helping you grow, and always sharing. So I love you guys for that. So keep it going. I'm going to be giving some more shots out for all of you who are posting so much notable information, helpful information, and really coming from an honest place of love. Know that it's there. I read it. I see what you guys are posting. I see what you guys are tweeting. I see what you guys are pinning up. I see all of that. I don't always get a chance to comment on it, but it is there, and it is very, very, very much thankful for you doing that and being a part of the Remix group as well. So, woo, we got that out the way. Of course, you know it's the Remix. It's the weekend. You know what we do on the weekend. If you do not have a chem deck, for real, like seriously, don't know where you've been, you need to get it. If you want to know more, all of it is in the show notes. And the audio workbook, of course, some of you are downloading it. Always thank you guys. Just a beautiful blessing to be able to do that. I'm going to share a little bit of what I can. Like I said, we have the modern day priestesshood, and we had sort of what I like to call a cosmic orgasm meeting. So it was a spontaneous meeting that we had. I know, a hell of an analogy, right? But anyway, we had that kind of meeting, and the sister showed up and showed out, and it was so beautiful, their energy. And so it was just so good to connect and just to feel the sister's energy, how passionate they are about their work, about knowing their magic like you guys. And so I'm just so thankful for them as well, too. I want to talk about self-invested. I want you guys to check your box to make sure that you got your email. If you didn't, email us at questionforblue@gmail.com. The other thing is there were two winners that won self-invested, one who was gifted by the Remix, and I think they contacted us, the sister, and then there was a brother who won. He hasn't contacted us. You need to contact me soon, because if you don't, then we're going to pass that blessing onto another Remix family member for the self-investment. So I know you're out there. You need to contact us so we can make sure that we get that to you. You guys, I want to talk about something that's happening, because this is critical, and I know the sisters can really, really appreciate this. You know, it's so many different things that are going on around the world, and sometimes, not our real brothers, but sometimes those out there that have a less liking for their feminine energy are lashing out in so many different ways. It's always nice when something beautiful comes along, because spirit will always confirm that we're in divine time and things are right, and there'll be signs and symbols that you cannot ignore that's right in front of your face. So I want to talk about this really quick before we get ready to bring Brother Bilal on and talk more about what is going on. I don't know if you guys know this, but Diane Carroll, it's a couple of sisters that have really, really given me some confirmation, and I'm sure that it'll be confirmation for you guys as well about things that are going on. Diane Carroll is getting ready to star back. They're going to do another version of A Raisin in the Sun, and Diane Carroll is actually going to be playing Denzel Washington's mother, because he's going to take on that role in A Raisin in the Sun. And it's actually going to be a Broadway production, a Broadway play that's going to be coming out. And this is so amazing. And let me tell you why. Because Diane Carroll is 78 years old. And this is really, really pivotal for her. She's an amazing sister. She is a very beautiful sister, and she really represents that energy of what we would call the crone or the triple goddess. And she's gone through all of these different phases in her life, Diane Carroll has. And Diane Carroll has played some very, very, you know, key role throughout her life. And if we go through sort of this tenure that she's been on and really showing that it is the time for the wisdom to come online, because that's what this is symbolic about. It is time for wisdom to come. And if you can think back, she played in the movie, when we go back to her, she was kind of, she played in The Love Boat, and on the in the television show The Love Boat, she actually played the character who was Roxy Blue. Isn't that something? She played Roxy Blue, and that was more of her virgin-type years when she played Roxy Blue. And then she came along, and she started to do her mother role. And when she was in that role of the mother, so we have the virgin and then the mother. She was in Claudine. She played in The Five Heartbeats. She was on Different Strokes, and she also played in Dynasty, you know? And then as she came into those years of wisdom, or what we have known as the crone, she was Soul Food, she was the aunt, she played Half and Half, she played as Grandma Ruth, and then in Grey's Anatomy, she also played a very, very key role in Grey's Anatomy. So all of these showed her transformation coming from the virgin into the mother and then into the wisdom, into the crone, the wise woman. And, you know, I said, wow, it's just a beautiful time for her to come. And she played this role and to come out front at this particular time, you know. Yes, she also sang. You know, she is definitely a triple goddess. And by her own right. And then the other thing I was sort of kind of led to as I continued to do my research was Cicely Tyson. Cicely Tyson is also 78 years old. And Cicely Tyson said that there was one role that she was waiting for, absolutely one role she was waiting for. And when she got this role and after she does this role, that she literally will retire. Now, well, whether she'll retire or not, I don't know, because the role came very fast. So if we go back down memory lane with Cicely Tyson and take her through the triple goddess to show that the wisdom is coming online at this time, is she played in I Spy. These are her virgin years. The Last Man Standing, she played in that. This was back in 1959. She was also in the East Side, West Side, the television story, and she played Jane Foster. When she got into her mother role, she played on the television show Emergency, and she was Miss Johnson. She played in the Bill Cosby show. I know you guys remember that. And then she also played the mother in the 1976 The Bluebird. It's interesting. Both of them have blue in them. I thought that was just like, wow, this is a beautiful, beautiful confirmation for spirit and just all the work that not just myself, but all of the women, the wisdom, energy that lives not only within sisters, but also within brothers, to come online at this time. And then, of course, we know her crone, her wise woman role. One of her most famous was Roots. She played in that. And then her role that really just pivoted her to the top as the wise woman is when she played the woman called Moses, Harriet Tubman. And she played that very, very powerful role. Two sisters, both 78. Both of them are going to be starring on Broadway. Diane Carroll coming on Broadway and Rising in the Sun. And then you also have Cicely Tyson, who's going to be playing in a role, and this particular role is about a television show. It's called The Trip to Bonneville. Bonneville, Texas. It's a story about Texas, out of a city in Texas, and this is going to be on Broadway. And one of the interesting things is that both of these shows are going to be coming out, and you guessed it, just like Triple Goddess Energy, they're going to start doing premieres around Easter Sunday, because they're rising that energy back up, just like that Christ energy, rising it up, but they're raising this energy up through the goddess energy, and they're doing it right around Easter time, and this is when that energy is raising itself back up again. So when we start to think about the triple goddess, and again, you know, whether we're looking at ourselves, we can see this energy within all of us brothers and sisters, it is time for wisdom to start playing a role in your life. Because, see, wisdom won't let you engage in bullshit. You know, wisdom ain't going to make you act, you know, crazy. Wisdom is not going to do that, you know. So when we're talking about the virgin, you know, the virgin speaks about beginning. So anytime you're in a stage of your life and you're talking about those things of beginning that you're going to start doing, that energy, that's the energy of the beginner. And when you get to the mother stage, this is the age of maturity. This is where the maturity comes in. And when the wisdom comes in, this makes us reflect, and it also sometimes talks about endings. About how you're going to let things go, how you're going to stop doing certain things that no longer serve you. That's not for your highest good. You know, you're going to let go of the bullshit, and you're really going to get into your higher self and know your magic for real and not pretend to know your magic, not playing around, running around like a child, you know, because we know what mothers do to children who act out. They spank that ass, right? So now that you guys know what time it is, we're going to get ready. We're going to dance. We're going to get ready to welcome Brother Bilal as we get ready to bring him on the form. And this is a brother who definitely carries a lot of that energy knowledge with him as well. carries that knowledge with him as well, too. So just some clarification about the time that we're in. We're in the time of, you know, of really the rise of the triple goddess. And it's happening so much, and I'm even seeing these phases of the triple goddess being played out in a lot of our brothers. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is being played out in a lot of different ways. And so these are things that you can begin to look to. Two very powerful sisters, both 78 years old, getting ready to get into the energy of infinity, which is the eight energy. We know the circle, that divine circle representing sort of that feminine energy, you know, is really they're coming into that age and they're bringing all of us with us. They're coming all of us, bringing all of us there. I want you guys to begin to think about Broadway as being a bridge. It is a bridge into taking us into other worlds, into a higher world, into a higher way of existence. And so for lots of many, many years, Broadway is that stage where these things are being acted out before you. So you can see it. We see it in movies. We've been taught that for years. So now Broadway is going to be one of those key places to begin to watch some of these unfoldings as they begin to happen live. So welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to dance. I don't know if we're going to dance or we're going to bob our head or we're going to move back and forth, but we're going to be moving around here as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal. Tonight we're going to be talking about the 24 scientists, technology for the gods. Here. And of course, you guys know Brother Bilal. He's the brother that also does the Kim business class with me, as well as he's going to be one of the brothers who's going to be teaching and sharing in Self-Invested. In fact, he's going to be teaching one of the first classes, and he's going to be doing it, and I'll let him tell you that subject, and that probably won't come out until tomorrow in the meeting, but it's going to be amazing, you guys. I'm so super hyped and excited about that. We're going to give some international shots out. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to jam a little bit here, and we're just going to keep going and doing what we do. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it is so good to have you guys in the house tonight and have you right here. You know, I want to say much love and respect to the ancestors out there, to the seen and the unseen who's out there. And, yeah, I want to give a shout-out. Well, I'll wait on that shout-out. But there is some there's some real interesting things going on. I want to invite you guys to come over to the Remix Radio page. If you're not over on the Remix Radio page, you know how to get there. Just go to Facebook, type in the Remix Radio, and click We're going to give our international shout out first because they are listening live in the house tonight. And I just want to welcome all of the international listeners. So we have Hong Kong in the house tonight. Big ups to the Hong Kong. We have Saudi Arabia listening in live. We have Nigeria. Naples is listening live. We have Belgium in the house tonight. France is joining us. We have Egypt in the house tonight. Turkey is listening live as well. The Netherlands, the Bahamas, Brazil, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, and the Barbados is listening. Australia is listening. And we have Germany, Canada, and of course, the UK. A couple of countries I can't say the name of, but they're out there listening. We also have we have China in the house tonight, as well as Japan. Different parts of Japan is listening because we have Hong Kong here. And we also have Japan in the house tonight. And we also have Amsterdam in the house tonight. So big ups to all of our international listeners. I know it can be a challenge when you guys are listening and you're listening from all over the world to get up. So it's always an honor to have you guys on the platform. And welcome to the remix. Welcome, everyone. And so good to have you in the house. So what we're going to do, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to listen to some jams, and we're going to get right into the share with Brother Bilal. Of course, you know he does the soul alignment reading, and he does this reading for brothers and sisters, of course, all over the world. And I have heard all of the feedback, as you guys give me feedback as well. You give me all of this amazing feedback about the work Brother Bilal has been doing with you. And it is amazing. If you want to find out how to contact him, all you have to do is email BilalTheExperience@gmail.com.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So now we're going to jam a little bit. This is the time I want you guys to get yourself up, nod your head. You know, if you're at work and you're somewhere where you can't really kind of move yourself around, you know, just kind of nod your head a little bit and do what you got to do, you know, to kind of get your groove on. If you haven't stand up, I know a lot of us work at the computer constantly. This is a great time to get up out of your chair, stand up, and let's get it.
Make
it's just a dumb pee watching Gandhi till I'm charged. Writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic a throbbing, mechanical movement. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. A fiend of hip hop, it's got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. And the Nikes on my feet, keep my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a sick cab, a Montero Jeep, I can't call it. Beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling. Never falling 6 feet deep, I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for dead fucking presidents to represent me.
This is what it sounds like. I think of an alias in case these crooked bitches ask me now. It's getting crazy after dark. These knocks be like trying to shut me down, but I'm too smart. Now bitch, I'm scared of a penitentiary. I've been moving these things since the days of elementary. Now tell me what you need when you see me. I'm stacking G's, buying all the things on TV. Believe it, I got some killers on my payroll. And they know when it's time to handle business, nigga, lay low. Although I'm young, I'm still coming up. I'm getting paid, pulling raises on niggas when they running up. The first to pull a slap when there's drama. Buster, you ain't heard. I've been slicing motherfuckers since I lost my mama. There ain't a cop that can stop me. My posse has got DNA, don't quit until they drop me. I'm loyal to the game.
This is what it sounds like.
What it sounds like.
Whose world is this?
When we ride on our enemies,
bless your life. My insight and light vision, words of wisdom, niggas pay me intuition to listen. The murder paragraphs of mysticism, man plant seeds that bring forth multiple breeds. So many cultures on one planet, but one culture's freed. Son, I need weed to proceed. Change the flow speed, I'm getting eventually out of your 666. There's no days for broke days, selling smoke pays. I told the chocolate potent fillies, never rope sprayed. Shit is a hassle, the bridge is like a haunted castle. The mic's my religion, the system is the devil's lasso. And yo, the trife life is most influential. The colors on men's skins, and pens is coincidental. How you living, larger broker? You're wasting time extorting papers from smokers, catching court papers, getting broke up.
This is what it sounds like.
What the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I want to say, a real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming out, I'm 100% real, I ain't compromising Nathan. Anybody that talk about me got problems, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be straight up, like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world, and I'm being real about it, and I'm going to grow with my music.
Hello, you can hear me? Hello, you can hear me?
Please leave your message for
Bilal Muhammad.
Some say cats have 9 lives. There are 9 months of gesticulation. There are 9 planets and 63 moons in rotation in our solar system. 6 + 3 = 9. There are 360 degrees in a circle. 3 + 6 + 0 = 9. Ever been on cloud 9? Or in deep space, 9? Does anybody have a 9-inch nail? There are 9 Supreme Court justices. Beethoven wrote 9 symphonies. Golf courses have 9 holes. Squash is won by scoring the 9th point. A baseball game has 9 innings. Black people have 9 ether hair. Any number multiplied by 9, the integers in the results always add back to equal 9. This poem is the 9th poem on this sheet. My name is Tehut 9, a name spelled with 9 letters. I am the divine mind compiling lines between 2 points. Because I am the point of this enigma. Sigma is my number perversed and inversed by the retina. So you see set in a place of reverence, holding the earth under negative influence. So I use my fluency in reciting to invent the art of writing to bring back light into the world. Where I swirl the number 9 in phrases and phases of understanding, but never standing under. For I am beyond the sage and page in which the pagans thought me up as thought. Because they knew not who was thinking, for they were merely thin kings. Getting fat off what I did, but I lived long before there were pyramids. For I existed as the bridge unabridged by dictionaries or diction, and dictated my dissertation in dictums of diacritic fulmination, sending information to the brain through the veins at the speed of now. So how did I get here if I've been here all along? Holding on to sorrow just to stop tomorrow's pain and maintain the wholeness in the peace while pulling the pieces back into harmony without harming the mummy in my mind. My name is Tehut 9, the divine art.
To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or...
Your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if. Yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now. You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win. Long as you're alive, 'cause if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival.
pictures bringing me out the dark.
Come on.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear.
Brother Bilal, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It wouldn't let me through. It must be that type of night.
That's okay. Have no fear. Miss Blue is here.
Well, let me give you a little hint of what's going on before we even get started. It's been a long time since these 24 scientists been out in the atmosphere. And, you know, it's just that time that they come back online. And another thing also, if you are too scared to operate with the scientists, share it with your children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no way I was not able to get in because we have to let this out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just what it is. Just what
mm-hmm.
it is. But I feel good. I promise you, I'm good. How are you this evening?
Oh, I am amazing. I am so hyped. I was just sharing with the Remix family about everything, about meeting with the sisters in the priestesshood. And then,
whoa.
You know, this weekend, you know, for the self-investment. So everything is beautiful. The readings are wonderful. Sisters and brothers' energies are high. People tapping into their divine purposes, doing their work.
Yes.
Connecting with more brothers and sisters around the world, coming on the Remix, sharing their magic, sharing their purpose. and us talking about things in this world and other worlds and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, beautiful.
Well, it's really team building time.
Yes.
So, I mean, self-invested is right on time, you know, and I'm so excited. My first class is this Tuesday coming, which would be the 6th.
We're
going to get it in. I'm sharing everything I have. That, you know, if you want to be honest, that is the key to it. Share what you have. Don't hold nothing back.
Yes.
Give it all.
That's right.
Give it all.
That's right. That's
you know, we came here to give it all. Do you know it take 1,000,000,001 to get here with the sperm cell? And then you get here and get scared to work or just scared to do you and do your purpose? Nah, we, you know, won half the battle already. It's time to get it in.
Yes.
Time to get it in. And it's going to be a rocket weekend, too, because another thing with these scientists, they are directly connected to the weather. And I'm going to give you which weather pattern the scientists are connected to. It's certain ones that's connected directly to the weather. And you could even look for them this weekend.
Yeah.
Probably before we get off this phone. You understand?
So, true.
So, you know,
true.
So it's a beautiful night, though. It's a beautiful evening.
It feels good. Yeah. Yes. I really, really just want to thank you every time you come on and just bring a wealth of knowledge with you and a wealth of energy as well, too. I want to let people know also they can contact you. We gave this out earlier. I give it out again. And it's in the show notes, so have no fear. If you want to contact Doug Bilal, he does the soul alignment readings as well. And, of course, you'll hear he's going to be teaching one of the first classes that we have in self-investment.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And for all of you, yes, the brothers and sisters are so hyped, all of those. Their invitations went out tonight for those who are self-invested. So
right.
They are so excited about our meet and greet we have coming up. Plus, we're going to have the class that you'll be teaching that's coming up on the 6th. And we're just going to be getting right into it. I was speaking with a couple of other brothers and sisters who's going to be a part, Siba Elder Haru, who's going to be doing a lot of the Kemetic teachings. He is a true Kemetic scribe on his path and journey for over 20-plus years. Brother Wayne Chandler, like Brother Yasir Hotep, like I can go on and on and on. Of all the brothers and sisters that's going to be coming. Just to have you and all of them, you know, stand beside me. You know, I remember I did a show, and I think it was last year or year before, and I said, I want you guys to stand beside me. And I'm just so thankful to be in that place with yourself and all the other brothers and sisters out there who will be attending and those who will be sharing. And on the remix as well. Beautiful.
And I know I say this every time I come on a show, but you know, you're not going to move too far without a team. You know what I'm saying?
That's
my team. I mean, even from our brother Jerome, Sadat Jafar. You know, man, these brothers deal with a lot just talking to me, just processing this shit out of my head. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, you know, just a privilege to be around good people, even you. You understand?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I truly appreciate it. And before we move on, I gotta acknowledge somebody who was in a soul body workshop. She put her body together. Her name is Wendy Powell. She baked a cake for one of the Baltimore Orioles. Adam Jones. She said since the soul body workshop, everything just then came online, and I'm so happy for her. The sister is so pure at heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's big up to Wendy. Yeah, it's excellent job. Keep doing your work. Thanks to you doing your work.
Yes. Wendy Powell, yes. Amazing sister. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of requests, Brother Bilal, for people wanting to have the Soul Body Workshop. And I know you spoke about it, and I think it's a good time for us to speak about it again. Anybody who was a part of that Soul Body Workshop know that that was definitely something out of this world. Who participated in it. So I've been hearing all of those different testimonies. And I have a shout-out. That shout-out is going to go to Sister Esther. And she talked about even going far back as the Kim class, the Kim business class, and just all the significant changes and things that opened up. And tons of things have opened up for herself. Sister Sister Manya as well, and other brothers and sisters too. So we'll be giving those names out as we continue to go on, because there's so many of you guys who send your information in that have tell us that either, you know, we know the readings change your life. You guys blast that everywhere. You tell everybody. And I'm very thankful for that as well, too. But also just how you're doing your work in other ways and other tools that's provided for you is so powerful, too. So beautiful, beautiful. I want to give a shout out to our brother, Shay. I just call him a spiritual genius. Gotta give some love to our brother, Shay. And the whole crew out there, everybody, because you're right. I don't stand here alone. You're very instrumental, Brother Bilal. So many other brothers and sisters who build with me, who work with me, and just are so pure at heart. You know, I'm so thankful that they have, you know, been walking beside me, yourself included, and you guys are still there. So I just want to send love. Send love,
No, thank you, too. But we are truly in a constant state of awakening. We are in a psychic atmosphere, and we are in a constant awakening. Every day we awaken into something new. Do not stop digging.
Don't stop digging. That's right. No diggity. That's it. Tonight we're going to be talking about the 24 scientists, and of course it would not be the remix if Brother Bilal came on and didn't do reading. So at the end, Bilal both will be doing reading. So you guys get a double dose of a double treat at the end. And we've got something really special for these readings we're going to be giving out tonight. So you want to get on the phone line any way you can. 646-652-2711 is the number to call and press 1 later. Not now. Don't press 1 now. But later in the show when it's time. I see people going doop, doop, doop. They're doing it now.
Right, right.
And some people are saying that the phone lines are already filled.
We picking by random also. We picking at random tonight because I want to do a full view, because I'm also going to give the scientists you need to be working to really balance things out. You understand? So, And then we're talking about 24 scientists. So, on some of them, I'm going to go in on. I'm going to touch on each one. You know, I'm giving you enough to do some research, get some pen and paper. You're really going to want these. First, before we go into that, the true inspiration behind this show is us producing. We have to build, you see, because when we talk about science, we talk about formulating methods and formulating formulas. We have to learn how to produce. We are the consumers.
Yes.
We are the biggest consumers on the whole planet. Do you know we don't even produce toilet paper? And everybody wipe their ass. You understand? We don't. And listen at this.
Right, right.
We don't even produce the Afro pick, and we the only one use it.
Ain't that something? Yes.
We have to get our production back.
That's right.
We have to even get it started. So that's what I love even about self-investment, because it's investment time. It's team building time. What do we put together? How do we pull together?
That's right.
So we're talking about technology.
Yes, technology. And one of the things we're also going to be doing, and some of these things will be for those who are self-invested, for the simple reason that we know that these are the individuals who are really invested into this, is we're going to be putting together a lot of these technological groups, and they're already being formed as we speak, and working in the Kundalini lab. And so there are some inventions that are definitely getting ready to come out from brothers and sisters who have already been in the Kundalini lab working. And we really want to open up that opportunity to everyone who's self-invested as well to be a part of that too.
Right. If anything tonight, I want everybody to move beyond physical. We are such a spiritual people that has just become so physical.
Yes.
Bring your mind beyond the physical. Tonight we are going to use all of our senses. I mean,
all of
each and every last one of them. All of them are required tonight for what we're getting ready to bring online.
Yes.
Okay. And this is really connected to rocket scientists. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, mm-hmm. you are very familiar with these sciences, but I'm going to explain to you what each one of them represents. But tonight we need every last one of the senses.
Yeah.
Where my chat room? But how many senses do we have? How many senses do we have?
How many senses do we have? How many senses do we have? some people are saying 7, some people say 9, 6 and 12. Okay.
Right. I like that. I expect nothing less from the remix.
That's right.
All right.
Magic
Maker. I'm going to give you the 9 senses we are going to be using tonight. Okay? Write these 9 down. We're going with sound, sight, smell, taste, touch. Then we're going into the 6th sense, which is our intuition, our feeling. Then we're going to go to the 7th, which is the common senses. And then we're going to go into one of the most potent, which is the sense of humor. That's one of the most potent. That's why comedians are so funny, because they have a serious sense of humor at laughing at life. And then we're going to take all 8 of those and start making sense.
That's right.
We need each and every last one of them. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, we're right with you.
Okay. All right. So do this here. This where we at right now. This is the question I want to start us off with before we even go into the scientists, so we could lay out a foundation to see where we at. I want everybody to want to hear what you get when I say love near your ability.
Say it one more time.
Love near your ability, to love. Love near your ability. What are we picking up when we hear that? What you think about, Ms. Blue, when I say love near your ability?
Love near your ability. Your ability to love what's near.
Okay. And all the people I ask this, it's pretty much the same, because it's like love from your heart, love from a full heart, love how you're able to love.
Yes.
All right? Because this is where we need to go tonight. Tell the family, everybody write down the word ability.
Write down ability, you guys.
Okay. Because this will set the foundation to where we're going. Now, in front of ability, I want you to write this. I want you to write these letters. V-U-L-N-E-R.
Say it again for him, Brother Bilal.
V-U-L-N-E-R, in front of ability. It should say vulnerability.
Yes. There's our smarty pants.
This being the number one reason you are not receiving.
Yep.
You cannot receive until you become vulnerable.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to receive. All right. So I want you to think about even with the scientists. I'm gonna tell you the number one reason people don't want to become vulnerable, because they fear being wounded.
Yes.
All right. And wounded is another word for saying injury.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to think about injury, because each one of us have an inner jury inside judging us.
Yes.
See, it's easy for you to think you will judge me, because I'm judging myself anyway.
That's right.
So it keeps me from becoming vulnerable, and when I'm not vulnerable, I start to suffocate my emotions. And as I suffocate my emotions, I start going into a depression state. Nothing opens up from that.
That's right.
You understand? So what the 24 scientists are, the 24 scientists are your jury.
Yeah.
Just like in the Trayvon Martin case, it came down to the jury.
Yes.
All right? So I want you to be familiar who your jury is, who's the standing jury inside of you. It's jurors inside of you, and they call Jews, but it's 24. And this would need to be understood also is 12 masculine and 12 feminine.
Yeah.
It's well balanced. It's just not on one side.
Yes.
Okay? So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to go into the 24 scientists, which, like I say, are rocket scientists. Okay? And these are the symbols, these are the alphabets and symbols that every physicist and rocket scientist use to make their formulas.
Every single one.
Every single one. And what happened, this is the tip of it. There were alphabets to the Greeks, but not to our people, because the Greeks took them from us, from the Semitic people in Egypt. You understand? So these were chief entities, spirits, living beings. We were using these symbols and alphabets to make formulas. Okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into the 24 scientists, which the Greek used for the alphabets, but they're not alphabets. You'll be able to research them back to our Semitic teachings and knowing how to put formulas together. Even like I said, get your children together and start putting formulas together for your wealth building, for
That's
love,
right.
for soulmate. You can put formulas together. And even if you want to right now, you can pull up the Greek alphabets, because I'm getting ready to break each one down and tell you exactly what they mean and how to use them.
Yes.
Okay? So we good out there? We ready?
Oh, yes. We are definitely ready.
Okay. Well, first, let's start with alpha.
That's right. Alpha. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be
alpha. Alpha is the beginning.
Yes.
This is the carbon of life.
Yes.
Alpha, the beginning. The carbon. What would life be without carbon? We, the melanated people, are the carbon to this existence. You
yes.
want me? I'm going to give you a perfect example of what this life would be like on this planet without carbon. It would be a flat Coca-Cola.
A flat drink.
A flat drink. You're not in love with that goddamn Coca-Cola syrup. You're in love with the damn carbon that's mixed, the pop, the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So Alpha is also the brightest star.
Yes.
And what's the brightest star? We're talking about the bright side of you. You know, just like when we wake up in the morning, we're not too bright soon as we wake up. We have to warm up a little bit so that alpha state could come out. But the alpha state is the brightest side of you.
Yes, it's the
genius.
All right,
but it's the carbon. It's the genius.
Yeah, it's the genius.
It's the genius. It's the being in its optimal motion.
Yes, and the crystal connected with the alpha, and it makes so much sense, is the diamond. And we know that when you take under pressure, you have the coal where you take off all of the carbon, and the diamond is formed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so the diamond is the crystal that is connected with alpha. Yeah.
And it's just like when we say, I'm going to pass you these jewels on. I'm going to pass you these life lessons, which are jewels.
Yeah.
You all right? Even think about how even with a diamond, how do you break a diamond? What would you use to break a diamond? What's the first thing come to mind when I say, how can you crash and smash a diamond?
You need another diamond.
Need another diamond. Because you
yeah.
can't do it with a hammer.
Yeah, you need another diamond.
A bankrupt hammer. Hammer can't break it. You understand? They broke hammer. You need a mog now to break a diamond. You understand? But the whole idea, this is the beginning. This is the alpha.
Yes.
This is the dark matter. Dark matter and dark energy are two totally different things.
That's right.
No scientist on this earth right now could figure out what dark matter is and where it's coming from.
That's right. And it's
but
steady
it's inside
growing.
Of you.
Yeah.
You are the carbonated water to the Coca-Cola. What Tiger Woods did to golf? What Venus and Serena did to tennis? Did they add carbon to this shit? What Michael Jordan did to basketball? Did he bring carbon?
Brought the carbon.
What R3G doing to football? With the bubble, you the pop.
Yes.
And we not getting ready to beg nobody for nothing. Just put, you gonna put the pop in your own shit now. Okay? So now we, that's alpha. Now we at beta. Beta. This
beta.
Is the first energy outside of alpha. This is where the marriage take place. This is the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to add on. All right? But this is also the voice of the criterion. The critic. This is Alpha's critic. This is Alpha's critical side. This is the hypocrite. This is the hypocriterion. It's not only a criticizer, but you're hype about criticizing.
Yes.
A hypocrite. You see, because beta is always a hypocrite Alpha, because beta is just like it says. Look at beta, B-E-T-A. It's really saying, I bet you can't do it.
Yes. Yeah. A beta.
This is the side of you on the inside that's betting against you. And it's necessary. This is the side that go into doubt and start wondering if we could really do it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the one to do it? You understand? So this is where the insecurities show up. Because Alpha is in that Alpha state. See, Alpha just moved forward. Beta slow down and got to check everything.
Yes, everything has to be examined. Everything has to be, you know, everything is under scrutiny. And again, like you said, it is that doubtful mind. They betas start out in the negative.
See what happened when betas show up. See, and Alpha always tell me, what you worried about? And beta say, no, it's not going to work. And Alpha say, damn, you turn hypocrite overnight. but look what Alpha really saying. You can't turn hypocrite overnight if you wasn't one last night. We're talking about beta energy. But it's necessary.
Yes,
because
it is.
Distractions are necessary. How many children out here lost? Are they lost? We have a lot of children. Well, who lost them? Who lost them?
That's right.
They got lost by themselves.
Nope.
And
they had
also,
help.
And you see, you cannot have this many dead people if you don't have that many people then woke up. It's
That's
always
right.
balanced. The universe will not go unbalanced for nobody. Even if it don't look right to you, it's still balanced.
That's right. That's right.
All right? But beta is part of the formula. It's part of the formula where the doubts it is. If this don't go, it's plan B.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, just plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha
mm-hmm.
don't have a plan B. It's all or nothing.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all or nothing. All right? And this is where, see, the beta want attention. That's all beta alpha. It's attention. That's it.
Yeah.
Quick to critique. That's when you know the beta energy is around you. Critique. All right? Now let's go to the next one, which is gamma. G-A-M-M-A, gamma.
Gamma. Gamma rays.
Gamma radiation is what turned the Hulk green. That's what happened to the Hulk. He had too much gamma radiation in his blood.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Gamma radiation. So this is what gamma is. The gamma is the scientist over the color spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gamma is the wonder of the rainbow. This is the prism.
Yes.
Gamma is connected to the, directly connected to the chakras, because
yes.
we're talking about the colors, the different hues.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gamma radiation.
Mm.
That's the scientists over adding color to it, adding life, adding the green grass. And the this is the part where you start adding to your plan. Let's make it a little colorful. That's the gamma.
That's the gamma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we add delta. Delta is just like what it say. It's a, you know, just like delta, delta force.
Right.
Delta airline. Delta is the scientist that's over speed.
Mm-hmm.
Speed and flow.
Mm.
Delta is a feminine energy that's connected to the water. This Delta is the scientist that's connected to the hurricanes and the typhoon.
Mm.
That's Delta.
Yes.
Tsunami.
Yeah.
That's Delta.
Delta.
You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's Delta Airline, because the plane flies over the pyramid, because
right.
the symbol for Delta is the pyramid.
Yes.
But it's four sides to a pyramid once you're looking at it from a bird's eye view.
Right, right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So and our ancient fathers had it, mothers and fathers had it in Egypt as the let, D-A-L-E-T-H. Which means
mm-hmm.
the door. That's what Delta was.
Right.
Down by the Delta, down by the waters.
Down by the waters, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the scientist over the water. All right. The next scientist is Epsilon. That's E-P-S-I-L-O-N. And that's Epsilon.
Epsilon, yeah.
All right. If you have the alphabet pulled up, the Greek alphabet. And this is the scientist that's over the episodes. The epsilon
yes.
is just where it's episodes in your life. You know how you got different episodes
right.
in your life? Just like,
yes.
just like in your life right now, you got some drama.
Some comedy.
You got a horror flick. You got a romance movie going on. It's a different episode than one life. It's
yes.
all episodes.
Yes.
And you're the main character on stage.
That's it. That's it.
Epsilon. It's a different episode.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So this is just like you said, this is where you give your performance. You think about it. At work, you have a different episode than you have at home.
So true.
So Epsilon is the different episodes in life. So this is the scientist that's over all the different episodes and chapters of your life. Okay. Now we have the next one. And
okay.
that's Zeta.
I just had to do that.
Okay.
That's for everybody who's becoming self-invested tonight. I'm only going to ring it one time. That's for everybody because so many of you are becoming self-invested right now. So I
yes.
just rang the bell for you.
and yes, yes. Oh, I'm so excited about that. And what happened, the way you use these scientists, you don't use the spelling. You use the symbols that represent them. This
yes.
is how rocket science, this is how you put formulas together. You can put certain formulas together and speed things up. It's different formulas. Okay? So the next one we had, Zeta, which is Z-E-T-A.
Yeah.
This is the scientist over the time zone. You know, like when you're in that zone, this
yes.
is the scientist that pulls you into that daydream, into that zone. So they call it a dead zone because everything around you is dead until you come up out of that zone. That's why
yes.
when you're in that zone, you say, look, don't break my vibe because I'm in that zone. I can feel
That's
it.
Right.
You understand?
Don't let me
yeah.
get in my zone.
yeah. 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 Yeah, so this is the zone and the distance, you understand? This is the time zone. What time zone do you live in? See, that's very necessary.
Yes, it
See, this
is.
This is the scientist over the different time zones. Because it's necessary you know what time zone you're in.
That's right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the next one is ETA, which is ETA. All right? and this is acronym, ETA, estimated time of arrival.
That's right. What's your ETA?
Estimated time of arrival. So this is the projected time. This is the scientist that's over even predictions. But this is the scientist over the itineraries. Because you don't want to go to the damn airport and just be flying around. You want to know what time I'm landing in Chicago. What time I'm landing in L.A. I don't want to just fly around and just be flying. I don't have an itinerary. So you use this scientist when you're putting together time in, with things. What time do you want this to land? What time do you want this deal to close? And what day you want to approach? You use this scientist in that formula, in that equation. This is the estimated time of arrival. Perfect for business.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect for CFOs.
That's right.
Because they're constantly sending out projections.
Kim business. Kim moment.
Go for it.
No.
Constantly sending out projections. And the CFO is one of the most important people inside the business because they project what the business could make. That goes to Nostradamus. Do you know how powerful Nostradamus was? He predicted Hitler almost 300-400 years before Hitler showed up, gave his name, gave where he was going to show up at and everything. Nostradamus did that. So the question is, did he see Hitler?
Or did he see himself? That's what I also wonder. Was it?
As he wrote it, he projected it into the future.
Yes.
That's why the CFO is so powerful, because your projections become reality.
That's
but you
right.
need to know the ETA. All right? Time zone. All right, we're going to the next scientist.
Loving it.
Which is Zeta. Theta. This is the scientist over all the rhythm and harmony in life. It is the harmonic balancer. Theta. This is the theater where you perform.
That's right.
It is just like it looks. It's the theater.
Theater. Yep.
You understand?
Yes.
And so this is the dance of life. You know how you got to get in that dance? You understand? You can't dance with two left feet. You understand? So this is the theater you're dancing at. Just think about THE, the word see. Theo was another name for God. Theology.
Yes, theology.
The theater. The show. The theology. So this is your theater. This is your theology. This is where you live in at what you say is the truth. This is where you live in at your, this is where you live out your religion.
Yes.
Well, let me say that again. This is where you live out your religion. What I mean
what,
by that? Well, what,
what
I, well,
do.
What I, I'm not talking about your doctrine. I say your religion. I got a brother around me that fishes every day. His religion is fishing. So check this out. So everything he do in life, he approach it like fishing.
A fisherman,
He throw like people fisherman. Hooks. He talking hooks all day. He trying to bait people in to debate with him. And, you know, he live his whole analogy based on fishing. So that's his religion. Your religion is what you do daily.
That's right.
I'm not talking about the doctrine you add to your religion. What you do religiously. So like the sister that baked cakes, she religiously baked cakes.
Right.
And she incorporate those same principles in her life.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get a doctrine that works for us. What we've been given have not been working. And see that I'm glad we're at that point, because see, this is another thing too. Like I say, teach the children this. But this one thing I want you to stop teaching the children. I want you to stop teaching them being nice.
Yes.
Stop teaching your children to be nice. Let them be honest. Okay? Because think about this. When you're being nice, that means you're going with anything. If you walk in the store and your little girl pointed, look at mommy, look at her. Oh, that's not nice. Be nice. But guess what nice is? Guess what you're teaching them when you're teaching them to be nice? You're teaching them to be polite.
Yes.
A damn poor light. You're teaching them to be dim. That's why a sister could be with a brother and leave him and say, damn, he was just so nice to her. He left. How she left him with somebody that's whipping her? Because at least he's doing something.
That's right.
Not no polite. Stop being dim. Stop being nice. Just be honest.
That's right. Be honest. Not rude, you guys.
Not rude?
Don't teach them to be rude.
Yeah, because, see, ultimately it still comes back to the parent.
That's right.
You see, because that's why you put all this attention on every, you know, the teenagers lost. No, somebody damn lost them. So if your child is being explicit, saying what they want to say, they already know that shit go right back to you because you're the
that's
one
right.
teaching the child.
That's right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the child? Is the child adult adolescent? Is that what they call a child?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the adult lesson? What is the lesson for the adult?
The adult. That's right.
We're talking about the adolescent. What is the adult lesson? What is that
lesson? That's right. The adult lesson that the child teaches.
Yes. That's what we're learning from.
Yeah.
But going to the adult lesson, which is keep learning. Never stop
That's
learning.
Right.
Stay in the seat of the learner.
That's right. As Brother Bob Hammett would say, keep it moving. No,
that's right. Because if you have a 8-year-old child, 5-year-old, they're going to be another 70, 80 damn years. You don't think they came equipped? They know more than your ass. If they
right.
will be another damn 100 years, they came with a survival kit already.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's the God that's over the theater. He sets that theater in the ring up for you. This is the God you communicate. Set this stage for me. That's the God you talk to. That's the God you go and holler at and put on your formula. Okay?
Beautiful.
Okay, the next one, we are at IOTA.
IOTA.
I-O-T-A. This is the God. This is connected to your wealth builders and your prosperity builders, because this is connected to quantity and the amount. This is the God over the finance. The
yes.
IOTA. Have your IOTA been met?
That's right. Your IOTA.
Which is your projected amount. And all the time you thought this was some shit for fraternities and sororities. This is
right.
the scientists. They already know you was going to gravitate back to this. They had to give it to you.
That's right.
You just didn't know how to use it. But IOTA is over the finance, over the quantity. I mean, the quantity, yes.
Yeah.
The amount.
The amount, yes.
See, this is the reaping and sowing. This is you planting one seed and getting a whole tree back. Just imagine if nature let you plant one seed and you get one goddamn apple back. You plant a seed and get one orange. You're not even getting enough to give your damn self. Nature don't work like that.
That's right.
And nature always provide more than enough so you won't become so damn greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's the IOTA.
The IOTA.
All right?
Yeah.
So now we at Kappa.
Kappa!
And it's really, right here is the Ka.
That's it, the Ka.
This is the Ka-metic.
That's it. Right.
This is the Ka-metology. This
mm-hmm.
is the cosmos. This is the Ka. This is the car. I want you to look at this as the car that the soul rides in. This is the Kaaba. This is the soul. This is the vehicle that the soul is using to drive in.
That's right.
Okay, so this is, you know what I'm saying? So this is connected to, just like I say, those senses, and you keeping the cosmetics up. You keeping this vehicle up. This is your body. This is all in and outer, even connected to the senses. Because think about sound. None of these things are really physical. If something
right.
don't sound right, that's not a physical thing. Something smell fishy, you ain't talking about putting no damn fish to your damn nose.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just not feeling it. That don't make sense. These are nothing. These are not physical attributes.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Even you put a bad taste in my mouth. That's not nothing physical.
That's
I don't
right.
have to eat nothing nasty for you to put a bad taste in my mouth.
So true.
Okay? So Kappa is like the car. Just like I said, it's the car. It's the maintenance of this car. It's keeping that car beautiful. The Kappa.
The car.
The
car.
The car.
Soul. Yeah.
The soul.
It's also
you know what I'm saying?
The car and the karma.
Yes. 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 Because I want you even thinking about a sense of humor, because that's the human in you. That's where Gamma show up at. What color do you want this car?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and remember the vehicle is to get you from point A, alpha, to point B, beta.
Beta.
Get
that's
you from
right.
A to B.
To B.
But get to your damn point. And you know if you magnify a point, it turns into a circle. That's what a point is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So when you make your point, you're really making your circle. All right? So now where are we? We at the lamb, lambda.
Lambda.
Lambda. This is the lamb that cracks the seal.
Mm.
This is the real lamb in Revelations. This is the lamb. And what happened, we always trying to silence the lamb. Who taught the lamb? Hannibal taught the lamb.
Yeah.
Hannibal taught the lamb. See, a lamb is a new beginner. Only
mm-hmm.
the new beginner is going to crack the codes. Not
okay.
Think about even what they say in Revelation. The line of Judah couldn't even crack the seals. The
right.
lamb had to crack it because it was brand new. It was new. A lamb chop is new. But every time we shut that innocent side of ourselves down, we are silencing the lamb.
Yes.
But you have to understand, Hannibal taught the lamb. Who was Hannibal?
Mm.
Who was this great black man, Hannibal, on that elephant, the general that mastered the art of war? Hannibal. Hannibal. This is the most vulnerable part of you. This is the lamb. Do you understand? But guess what the lamb is connected to? The wavelength.
The wave, yes. The wavelength.
Lambda is the wavelength. Think about the wavelength. We're not on the same wavelength. Most of us are not on the same wavelength.
So true.
Because the higher the frequency of the signal of the wavelength, the shorter it is. Meaning, the more we talk, the more we close our point. We make our points faster.
Mm-hmm.
If we talk
yeah.
a lot, we're on the same wavelength, so we get into our points faster.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So damn it, think about even like when you're waving somebody by, because if we don't get along, fuck, I'm going to wave you goodbye because we're not on the same wavelength.
That's right. Bye-bye.
You understand?
The whoop, whoop-de-woo, blah, blah, blah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what the lamb, this now watch what the lamb is connected to, because the lamb cracks the seal. And how do you break the seal? Even if you were opening syrup or you was opening a wine cooler, how would you break that seal?
Gotta twist it.
Twist it. The lamb is connected to tornadoes and twisters. That's the
yeah.
lamb.
Mm.
The lamb in you is the only one that could crack the seal. It's the new beginner. It's the person that's not scared to take chances. All right? So, you know what I'm saying? So, this not a person that's not scared to just go out there on the limb. I'm new at this.
That's right.
That's the lamb in you. Stop silencing the lamb. Make sure you get on the same wavelength. You know, think about the wavelength, even at the football game, when people going up and down doing the wave.
Oh, yeah, doing the wave.
You know what I'm saying? It's a wave, just like a surfer trying to catch the damn wave.
That's right.
You see, once you become the lamb, so you don't have to stay the lamb. If you have that much experience, you could become vulnerable because you guess what the lamb turned into? The lamb grow up and turn into a ram. Now, what's a ram? What's a ram on your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Random access of
memory. Yes.
So I could go into any experience, vulnerable as I want, and if some bullshit, if I start smelling some bullshit, my random access memory come up.
That's right.
RAM come out. And if it get too funky, the battle RAM come out.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So you don't have to stay a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But understand what it's saying. The lamb is the one doing the revealing. The lamb in you, the humble person in you. Okay? So where we at? We at Moo now.
Yeah, at Moo.
M-U. They really had the lost civilization of Moo.
Yes.
Which was at the Pacific. Pull that up, research that when you get a chance. But the M-U, the M-U is connected to the throne.
Yes.
This is, think about it like this here. Well, what is a don of the family? Just like you say, a don. You know what a don is? He's a don. What is a don?
He's a don.
Don.
A don dada.
Don is a boss.
The don dada.
Yes. M-U is a boss. The don is a boss. What's the key to being a don? The key to being a don is taking responsibility and doing favors.
Mm.
That's why it's a donkey. It's a donkey. The lamb rode on the donkey.
On the donkey.
On the donkey. Look at the M-U. Put the L-E with M-U. That's a mule. What's so unique about the mule? The mule is one of the only animals that has a sense of self. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
The mule has a sense of self-preservation. That's why the mule won't move. You can't race no damn mule. They're not going to no damn racehorse. The mule, the donkey, is more intelligent than the damn horse.
Yes, that's true.
And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The mule calling you jackass, not him.
Right. He's calling you the jackass.
You the jackass. I can't believe you going into that danger. I can't believe you can't see what's going to take place. You the jackass. All right? Go research the mule. The mule is very intelligent. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's the M-U. That's the donkey. That's the donkey. See, what's the key to the monk? What's the key to being a monk? Because you know monk is with the Buddhas, huh? M-O-N-K-E. What's the key to being the most a monkey? The monkey is no different from just like the high priest. It's like the priest at the Vatican. They're no different because they're going against the very thing. Got them practicing doing what they're doing. They're going against. Look, they meditate all day on how not to sleep with women. So they think about women all goddamn day. so you're trying to push out what got you here to even be practicing. No, listen, let me say that again. Just like the priest at the Vatican and the damn monks, you're trying to push out of life what brought you into life to be practicing what you even practicing.
Yes.
Just like a damn an atheist. What is an atheist? Atheist is a person that don't believe in God. But if it wasn't for God, they wouldn't even have nothing not to believe in.
So true.
What do atheists talk about all day? God.
God, yes. Yes.
See, it's like you're playing games with your own self.
The circle jerk.
Yes. So I want you to look at this also. The M-U is the mu. This is moo, like the cow. This is Hathor. This is Venus.
That's right.
It's
the goddess Hathor. Yes. The symbol for water.
It's the mother energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's the mother energy.
it's also for music, which is connected, connected to the goddess Hathor as well, too.
Yes, the muse.
Yes. Or the muse in you, the rider, when you're moosing, you know, all of this.
Yes. So, yeah, so that, and that's the first 12. That's the first 12 right there. Okay. Now we go into the second. We go run through them. We're not gonna be alone. Here we go. This is one of the ones that have been out of balance for a lot of people, and this one here is in you, which is new.
Yeah.
All right. If you look up the Greek alphabet, in you, it also have NV next to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the in you represents, this is the God over knowledge. The state of the art knowledge. All right? What you knew. That's what I know. All right? But the NV sets in because anytime you're trying to make a new mind.
Yes.
Anytime you're trying to make a new man, you're trying to start a new chapter, it's a big part of you that don't want to move on.
Yes, so true.
It's a part of you that's leaving the MU out. And that's where the NV is developed.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the NV at this point comes from youth, innocence, and naive, which is yin energy. Like the yin and the yang, that's yin.
Yes.
Youth?
Yes.
This is what the NV always comes down to. It's the NV, too. It's the N5. Because V is the number 5. You understand the Roman numeral? It's the NV. But it always comes down to these three things, which is the yin, which is the youth, innocence, and being naive. All right? Because, see, what happened, the old mind has a fear that's going to be obsolete.
Mm.
And it only become obsolete because it stopped working.
That's right. Never stop working.
Never stop working. It's something you say, it's so powerful. I mean, I remember you say this, it's like, don't stop working. I said, well, I say, yeah, it's good to take breaks. No, don't stop working because your work can catch up with you.
That's right. Your work can. Your work can catch up with you. I was just going to say, it's so true, because eventually what happens is if you stop working, your work will catch up with you. It's almost like, you know, like some of you may remember, this is past some of your generation, but it has to do with when you have a record player and you have the regular record and it has a scratch in it. That record will play and it'll sound completely fine until it hits that scratch. When it hits that scratch, it's like everything catches up with it. It will just keep playing over and over and over and over again. And that's sort of the, when you start to think about sounding like a broken record. And, you know, you're listening to someone or you hear someone. It could be someone you work with. It could be someone you're listening to. And you're thinking to yourself, they sound like a broken record. They done said this like 100 times, the same thing over and over and over again. Because when you stop working, your work can catch up with you. We build markers, placeholders for ourselves, and that's like a scratch. You know, when you hit that bump, you just keep talking about the same thing over and over again. And I use that analogy, especially for those of you doing the work, about the darkness. How long do we need to stay in the dark? Because eventually darkness is supposed to turn to light. Otherwise, you're not doing any kind of inner alchemy. You're always going back to the beginning.
Right.
So you can't stay in the dark unless you're afraid of the boogeyman.
And that light is all about revealing what's new.
Yes, what's new.
What's new on
the
table.
Yes.
That's right. What's new.
So, yeah.
So that's a real big one right there. There's a lot of people got stuck right there. Okay? And that next, let's go to the next alphabet, is Xi, which is X-I.
Xi! Xi in the house.
And this is Roman numeral number 11. So this is the gateway.
This is the scientist that's connected to the gateway. All right, this is the opening. This is the gateway to the force. To everything you're working on, this is also connected to a lot of people that see 11-11, you know, like the time, 11-11.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So it's letting you know a portal has opened up for the black hole for you to enter through. Even with the people that feel like they're losing a lot, you only subtract, and it's just like the space shuttle going up in space, right?
Mm-hmm.
The higher you go, the more have to fall off. It has to get lighter and lighter.
Lighter and lighter.
You can't take all that heavy weight with you. So this, you may be new friends coming up, or you have old friends falling off, old things leaving. I mean, this is the gateway, but you can't bring everything with you through this gateway. All right? And that's Zai.
Yes.
So you use this one as an equation and the gateway. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So next we had Omicron.
Omicron.
O-M-I-C-R-O-N. Omicron. Omicron is a luminous circle.
Mm.
All right, it's like, you know what it is? It's a halo. It's the halo that's around the sun. It's called the corona.
Mm. The halo, yeah.
That's the halo, which is the corona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the Omicron is a O-U-E-W-E. So the Omicron is the scientist that's over the old view. Anytime you get stuck in the old view of yourself, you're not going to be moving. And so anytime it's like something is stuck is when it get rusty. That's why it's called the corona. The corona is the light around the sun, just like the beer corona. What they drink with the corona that's so unique?
The lime.
The lime. Because lime and salt is a natural agent for rust.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, which brings you to margarita.
Mm.
And it's nothing more that margarita loves than tequila.
And tequila.
Which was an Aztec formula to talk to the gods.
Yes.
But that's all connected to Omicron to get the rust off you.
Wow. So tequila, what we know as the drink tequila, you're saying was an Aztec formula that they used to channel the gods.
The blue agave.
The blue agave.
All tequila come from the blue agave.
Mmm. Wow.
And that's why it's called, think about, and when y'all get a chance, write margarita down. When you look up marga, M-A-R-G-A, this is the three steps to get to Brahma. These are the three steps of salvation in the Hindu to get to Brahma. And Rita is connected to the Vedas.
Mm.
So we're talking about, you're talking about formulas already.
Yes, yes.
But it's connected to that lime and that salt, but it's the corona. Do you know the sun has something that's called a corona mass ejection? It sends out information. That's bursts of information that come from the sun. You can't even stop it. You're going to be constantly, just think about the lamb being wavelengths. You're going to be constantly getting new waves of information. It's wavelengths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Now, definitely, I know that there could be a lot of information channeled from the sun, and that's one of the reasons they do want to tell you to stay out of the sun and stay away from the sun, because typically most people think that we get downloads, we get it from the moon energy, which we do. We get a lot from the moon energy, but a lot of it comes from the sun as well. So there is power. Get out there and do those meditation. I always give that out in readings as an exercise in the sun. To go outside and write in the sun, do channeling in the sun, meditating in the sun. Beautiful, yeah.
Exactly. That's Omicron. But this is you getting stuck in your old point of view. You got to move from your old point of view. So if you're stuck somewhere, use the symbol for Omicron to move, to even bring new information in. Use this as part of your formula. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is pi, pi, 3.14, which is your circle.
Yes.
Even if you put pyramid, pyramid, it's pyramid, which is saying pi is God's center, the middle point. Pyramid is pi. If the pyramid is a slice of the pie.
Yes.
You have to be able to imagine the rest of the circle around the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pi, your circle. Okay? Let's go to the next scientist, which is rho. R-H-O. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Yeah, row is the scientist that's over the roads, over the path.
Over the path.
This is the road you're driving your copper down. This is Rhode Island. Can you take the road less traveled? That's the row. Anytime you're traveling, putting travel connections together, use the symbol R-H-O, which is Rho.
Rho. That's right.
All right. Now we're at Sigma.
Sigma.
Now, guess what? No, it's simple. Sigma is just the signals on the road.
Yeah. Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Sigma. Sigma is the when you see it. It also goes to when you sum everything up. So sigma is that judge in the judgment. That's sigma.
Mm-hmm.
Sigma is connected to the lightning, which is connected directly to the sun. There's no other form of the sun than lightning.
Yes.
And where all lightning come from? Lightning comes from thunderstorms and clouds. You can't get lightning without clouds
right.
And a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is even connected to thoughts because right now we are brainstorming.
Yes.
So whenever you're talking and you figure out something new, you just got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
That's sigma. Okay, but that's the signal, the transmission, the judgments. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the next one, which is toe. T-A-U, toe. This is just like your vehicle getting towed. This is you coming to a surrender and allowing someone else to do the steering. You know, like when you call getting towed, it's under someone else's guidance.
Mm-hmm.
This is tow. This is also connected to the religion in China, the tow religion. When you total surrender. That everything you did is going to work out. And you allow the wave to just come and take you.
Yeah.
That's the toe.
That's the toe.
That was symbolic about that movie Alex Haley did with Roots. He said, what's your name? Kent the Coot? No, it's Toby.
Yeah.
That means he surrendered.
Yes, yes.
It was symbolic saying he surrendered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is the scientist who come to tow you. When you come to that standstill, you know how they say, whenever you're ready, the teacher will appear?
Yeah.
That's the tow. That's tow. That's tow. That's tow. The person you reach out to assist you and come, can you come get me a jump? That's tow. That's all tow energy.
Mm.
All right? And some of us need to be towed away.
I'm a thank God. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth.
That's the toe. All right. A few more to go. We're at Upsilon. U-P-S-I-L-O-N. Upsilon. And it's just like it sounds. It's an upgraded salon. This is the place of the exhibition. This is going from the theater to the big stage. This is the grand stage. This is your dream stage. I'm working to get to the grand theater. This is the showroom floor.
Yes, Greenville.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, speaking of which, there is a sister, and she is actually in the self-invested class, and she lives in Greenville.
Oh, good.
Yes. Mm. Oh,
beautiful.
From her, I'm sure. Yes.
Up, Upscale Salon. Upsalon.
Let me upgrade.
Upsalon. Let me upgrade. Yeah, because you don't want, remember, you're constantly elevating. When you go into that new mind, you're going to go into new places. You're going to make new friends. You're going to make new events, new episodes, new chapters in your life. You understand? You win some bets, you lose some bets with beta.
Yeah.
You understand? It's just a natural process. Now, this next one. Let's go to the next one, which is P-H-I,
mm-hmm.
which is phi. Fee-fi-fo-fum. This is the Quaker.
Yeah.
This is the scientist responsible for all earthquakes. Phi. Phi is. Phi is the evolution of pi because, see, it has an H in the middle of the P-I now.
Right.
So that's why when you get the phi, the symbol is the golden ratio that the Egyptians used for the pyramids. The golden ratio is also, it's a pattern that's on the daisies, the pine cones, pineapples.
Yeah.
It's a spiral pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But that's phi. That's
and
over all earthquakes if it's not balanced.
Right. Like you said, with the golden circle, when we think about the Masonic order, they have an order called the golden circle. That kind of encompasses all of that energy, the golden circle.
But this is the science. This is really the scientist that brought all this information online because phi is really the golden ratio is the soul.
Yes.
That's what the golden fleece is. This is the soul, phi.
Mm-hmm.
When you put your heart and soul, when you're putting your heart and phi into it, sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Confidant. You know, this phi. This is also where the blasphemy live. Blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start to curse the very God or situation that put you in a great position. You cursing certain episodes in your life, but if it wasn't for those certain episodes, you wouldn't be where you are.
That's
but
right.
But it's the phi. It's the soul of the matter.
That's right.
It's the earthquaker. The big earthquaker, you know what I'm saying?
The big earthquaker, the ground shaker.
Yes. Five.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Couple more to go. Now we at the scientist C-H-I, which is the chi.
Mm-hmm.
This is the life force energy. This is the vitality. The chi is the scientist over the spirit. This is when you're putting the spirit into something.
Yeah.
It's the chi. So the chi is also connected to China, C-H-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a Chinese connection.
Right.
We have a Chinese connection because they love the Nagas.
They love the Nagas. They part the Nagas.
Right over at Angkor Wat. They love the Nagas. And the Nagas done woke up. They love the Nagas. It's the Chinese connection. And with China just bought all, they bought all of American gold, the golden ratio, but this the chi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the scientist over the spirit.
Mm-hmm. The chi. Chi-town.
Chi-town, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Chi-town.
That's right. Yeah, because you know why? Because you know why it's with Chi-town? See, by the chi, because think about that. If you're talking about spirits, right?
Yes.
Remember the movie? Oh, I see dead people, and it got cold.
Yes.
What that was? The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Oh, I see the dead people, and it got freezing cold. See, it's freezing in the Chi-town.
It sure is.
The Chi-town has a direct connection to China.
Yes.
And the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Directly. We all know each other. You understand? Yeah, we have a Chinese connection. Just like Bruce Lee. All right. So we had... Now we with two more to go. PSI, which is
psi. Yes, psi.
This is the scientist over all psychic phenomenon. This is psychic. So the PSI is alpha manifestation into wisdom because it turns psychic. Because we live in a psychic atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also, this symbol here is used for the pounds per inch for pressure. Because the thing about what you say, when you put the heat and the pressure on that coal, it turns into a diamond. This is the
That's
one
right.
that produces a diamond. So the PSI is connected to all telepathic, clairvoyance, telekinesis, all psychic.
Yes, all psychic energy. Psychic phenomenon, yes.
And now we are at the 24th scientist, which some people say Omega, but it's really Omega.
Omega.
I am Alpha and Omega. Well, look at the word mega. Look at mega. But when something is mega, when you're talking about something that's mega, you're talking about something gigantic.
A mega.
Something
hertz.
That's big. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So what's the biggest thing in our solar system? The sun.
Come on. The sun.
The sun is Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
Because it's God's sun. S-O-N. S-U-N, I mean, not S-O-N. This is God's sunlight. Don't the sun give us all the energy we need?
Yes.
What happened if the sun go out? You have no life.
None.
Do you understand? Listen at this here. Do you know the sunlight that we are witnessing today started at the core about 100,000 years ago?
Years ago. Yes. Yes. Amazing.
Let me say that again. The sunlight we are witnessing today started at the core. It took that long to come from the core to the outer surface, 100,000 years.
And people think they can learn a lesson in one day?
So that means the coronal mass ejection,
yes,
which is waves of information, started 100,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago, yes.
So
beautiful.
Who are we on this planet right now?
That's right. That's
you
right.
understand?
Yes, very powerful.
And the sun is Alpha and Omega. It's the beginning and the end of everything. And that's understanding the technology, because we have a convection zone in the sun. That's your conviction. How convicted are you to your work?
Yes. Yeah.
How committed are you? How loyal are you to your work and your family, your friends? Where's
right.
the loyalty?
Yes. Powerful.
You understand? So the way you use the formulas, look at what the formula is for the soul, the DNA for the soul. Look what the DNA for the soul is, a.k.a.
That's right, a.k.a. I remember you telling me this.
Because you think about the sorority, but guess what a.k.a. is?
Mm-hmm.
Also known as.
Yes, that's right.
Remember when we talked about playing spade and you have a partner, your partner,
yes,
your nickname? Also known as. That's the formula for the soul.
Yes, yes.
That's, mm-hmm. See, you're talking about different formulas. So whenever you get a chance, start working formulas. Just like the formula for soulmate. Like a soulmate, the formula is sigma, alpha, epsilon.
One.
That's for the soulmate.
Yes.
You put the
beautiful
symbols around you. Sigma,
yes,
alpha, epsilon. Because your soulmate is going to be a bunch of damn episodes, for real.
That's for sure.
You cannot take episode out of there.
Yes, that's for sure.
So what we're going to do, even with the readings, I want to see which scientists they need to start working with. You know, I'm on that birth date, and we're gonna go in. And I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on, you guys? We're gonna get ready to go to the phone lines. Can you believe it? We are live here in the remix with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He's also going to be teaching one of the very first classes in Self-Invested.
Well,
tonight we're talking about the 24 scientists, technology,
yes,
for the gods.
And remember, they were alphabets to the Greeks, but they wasn't alphabets for us.
That's right. They're
these
formulas.
Are scientists. These are formulas. The scientists for the formulas.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we're going to go to the phone line. 49 minutes left to go in this very, very powerful share. Don't forget self-invested meet and greet tomorrow.
We'll
be doing that. So we're going to kind of jump around. I'm going to pick some callers who's on the line. And if you're on the line and you want to get a reading from Brother Bilal and myself, we're going to try to get them in, do what we need to do. We're going to go into the after hours here. Just press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and we're just going to get it. You ready, Brother Bilal?
I'm ready.
All right. Make sure you have your name and your birthday when you get on the line. We're going to go to the caller number. Let's do, because, you know, earlier I was talking about, I don't know if you got to hear, but I was talking about Diane Carroll and Cicely Tyson, both of them being 78. So we're going to go caller number 78. From area code 209. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and give us your birthday. Give Brother Bilal your birthday.
Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, how fantastic. Desiree, I'm calling from Stockton, California, and 11249.
11249. But
how are you doing this evening? Dude, look, you know what I want to do tonight?
Hi, Brother Bilal. How are you?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm fine. I'm having a great day. But you know what I want to do?
I'm having one, too. Oh, how fantastic. I can't believe it.
You're caller number 78. That is so beautiful.
Yes, indeed. This is what I want to know. What do you want me to look at? What are your concerns? What point, you know what I'm saying, where you feel you are? Talk to us. Because I'm looking at, I see what scientists you need to work with, okay?
My lipgloss haven't seemed to be working for me, but I keep doing them, so I don't know.
What you said? I didn't hear you.
My rituals don't seem to be working for me. I don't know what kind of blockage I got going on here.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you the scientist that you need to start working with, and that's new.
Okay.
See how you say it's not working anymore? It's time to get something new.
Well, I changed
it's
rituals.
It's time to go into the new.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
what was your name
again?
What was your name?
Desiree.
Okay.
Okay, because let me tell you what's going on, because I'm looking at your planets. I see where everything is. You have to hold your horses on. Like, you have to get a little more patience. I know you're very impatient, but you're going to have to work on that, because it's a process with all these things. All right?
I am working on it.
Yeah. And I want you to start doing it, though. I want you to start exercising it. All right?
Exercising,
because
patience.
This is going to be... Yeah, you're gonna have to, man, and because it's causing too many disappointments. You understand? Because look, there's nothing wrong with the stones or none of this stuff you're working with. It's something internal.
Okay.
It's something internal. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, crystals are a powerful thing. But if it feels like I'm getting held up, I'm gonna throw it at somebody. You understand?
That's
I mean,
right.
You can use it for everything. I don't want you to think that the stone is still a rock, now.
That's
you know
right.
All right, so let me tell you what you need to work on, because I'm looking at where your planets are.
Okay.
I'm looking at this, right? The very first thing you need to work on, you got to take care of your body, your health.
I've been doing that with
you've
a
been,
passion.
You've been doing that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. That's number one I see. Mm-hmm. Also, I want you to step in the seat of the new beginner. See, we're right back at new again.
Uh-huh, new beginning.
You know what it's like? I need you to dump out all that old shit you know and start new.
Okay.
Because look, all the stuff you know already, you know it. So it's not going nowhere. Remember, the RAM is random access to your memory. So even if you dump it out, you got random access to it if you need it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So listen, I know you love to clean up. I see you love to clean up. These are some of the things I want you to work on.
Okay.
Work on
work on brushing up with more of your psychic energy, more of your intuition, more of that sixth sense I talked about earlier.
Okay.
See, that's why a lot of this stuff is not making sense. You get what I'm saying? Because you're not operating in your sixth sense, which is your true feeling on how you feel about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So don't be scared to be the new beginner. You got to become the lamb to get it.
Okay.
Become vulnerable. You got to open up.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what
beautiful, beautiful. And I'm just going to give you some more, Desiree, and I'm going to stay right here on what we're talking about in this energy here. The first thing I want to tell you is that you're in the cycle of new beginnings. And even if you were just to take it from numerology, I think you said your birthday was 11-2. And 11-2 adds up to 13. 13 adds up to 4, plus we're in a 6-year, which brings you into a cycle of 10, which is really new beginnings. And so what's happening is, just like Brother Bilal said, you plateaued. And you know, when you plateau something, you can't get over it. You know,
right.
It's kind of like trying to climb over something that's way too high. And so right now, at this particular time, you plateau. So you can't get over this wall you're at. But here's the good thing. It's not meant for you to keep going the same way you were going. We know the definition of insanity is to do exactly the same thing and think
and
something different.
Different results.
That's right. Exactly. You got it. So here's something I want you to work with, and tonight, since we're doing alphabet, this is another thing that I love, and me and Brother Bilal got a chance to talk about it, and I got to share some of the things, and he kind of helped me kind of pull this together in what I've been working on with alphabets for some years, and I'm going to start you out with the letter D, okay, because that's your first name. What's
right.
important when we start to pick up the vibration and the energy within our name? See, the soul qualities when it comes to the letter D, you're very sensitive towards other people, period.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times that sensitivity is misunderstood. And so I know you know when you're talking to other people and you're communicating with them, what happens is often you're misunderstood and you find yourself getting frustrating because you say, I don't always, that's not what I meant, or that's not what I was trying to say, or you took that wrong, or that's not the same. But when I see you writing your name and you write the letter D, you're writing the letter D. One thing I want you to do to practice this, because there has been proven science. And when we say science, you guys, I want you to get into understanding that means that these results have shown themselves to be consistent. So let's put the magic in science. And when you're writing your name, do not close your letter D up, because your letter D is almost unrecognizable in the beginning when you write it, correct?
No, I don't close my D up. I write and print, and so my D is open because it's a printed D.
Right, but it's not connected, and sometimes people can look at it and think it's an O and not a D.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
I want you to connect that. I need you to perfect
your letter
D. Oh, you
want me to connect. Okay,
yes,
okay.
It needs to be connected for you. Okay. You need to bring that into a full circle. Let me tell you why. Because you're a communicator. And see, whenever I run into someone like myself who is a communicator, that's a part of your psychic gift, is for you to be communicating to the world. And when you're having miscommunication, we know there's a disconnect. So I want you to make that disconnect on the external side, and then as you're doing it, begin to affirm. And I want you to understand, because you spend almost about 50% of your day, if not more, being upset. And I want you to start reminding yourself that the cause of you being upset has nothing to do with anything going outside of me.
So that
you can begin to look within. See, one of the things, I love Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey, and we can learn a lot about The Hero's Journey, but we have since moved into the time of the origin, and we're no longer
supposed to be on the hero's journey. We're supposed to be on an inner journey, an inner journey about seeing, an inner journey about senses, an inner journey about learning. And so you have to begin to start turning that inward. And so even when you write your name, that little loop that goes on that in the bottom of the D, I want you to loop that around and bring it back inside so that you can remind yourself that you are turning this inward, because you have so much light inside of you and you really are into communication. That is where a big part of your spiritual gifts are, to communicate those things you get psychically. And so that's the way to do it. Your rituals are not working for you at this time because you're putting them to cause effect on the outside. And rituals are to affect changes on the inside. Otherwise, you're doing spell work.
Oh, I can. I was doing spell work, and my spell work is not working.
Right.
I have
I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
Let me. I have a perfect thing for you to a new project for you to start working on. I'm looking at it. I done picked it up for you. Guess what? I need you to do.
What is that?
Go to like the antique store. Get some old wood antique, like strip a dresser or something down. You're gonna fall in love with it because you have a strong connection with wood and antiques, and you could zone out and meditate into that wood and just zone out and figure so much out. That's gonna be a good project for you.
Yes, and let me tell you how this is just so divine, and I'm gonna tell you that because your energy in your name, your soul name, your name that you came to this incarnation is connected with Earth. That was the other thing I was going to tell you. Wood and earth go hand in hand. Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to give you a very clear picture, and it's going to root you in solidness, and it's going to help you ground yourself and give you a healthy self-image about yourself, because you don't have a healthy image about who you are. And wood will help you do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate Miss Blue, I appreciate you and Brother Bilal so much.
Thank
you. Well, we appreciate you too. Peace and love to you, and make sure you email us and let us know how that's going. So peace and love, peace and love.
Thank you, and same to you.
Right.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're gonna go to the next caller. We're gonna go to caller number 103. Just because I pick 103. Calling in from area code 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216? 216?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Greetings, who's on the line, please?
Wow. this is Twin Goddess.
Okay. Greetings to you, Twin Goddess. Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Let me get your birthday.
What's your birthday?
6/15. All right. What year?
June 15th.
What year is that?
Oh, 71.
71? Yeah, because I'm gonna pull up the planets also, just to see if you need to be working on. I picked up also. I have the scientist you need to work with.
Okay.
And you. Is Zai, the gateway.
Wow.
Yeah, you stuck at the gateway. Because you can't go in with that old mindset. You can see new right before the gateway. You got to get a new mindset to go through the gateway. And you're trying to bring too much old baggage with you. You have to go out on your own. You understand? You have to go. You have to move. You don't have time to sit around and wait. So you at the gate. You got to walk through it. Okay, let me also see what's going on for the lesson. Okay, yeah, and see, all right, now see, look how much sense it's making. You're a little too possessive with material. You got to let some things go. And I'd rather you give it away before it get taken away from you anyway. All right? And because a lot of this energy you even pick up on, do you attract a lot of needy people to you? Because
I do.
You feel sorry for a lot of people. I know you do, because you feel sorry for a lot of people, and I need you to change that state of mind, grow that state of mind, and understand everybody is living their journey. There's nothing messed up. Everybody's on their own personal journey.
That's right. That's right.
You didn't come here to save the world. Save yourself first.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? Save yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. What I want to tell you, for you, the letter that's coming up for you is the letter N. I'm curious to know if you have a connection with the letter N.
A connection with the letter N. I don't think so.
Okay.
Would it
okay.
be in a
you
name
have...
or a person?
Yeah, yeah. It would be in a name. Mm-hmm. It would be in a name.
No. My mother, my son calls my mom Nanny, but that's the only N.
Any N, not the first letter, any of the letters N.
Any of the letters. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, my last name
that's
is Walton.
Good. Well, it's perfect because a lot of times, and it can work both ways, and again, we're doing this very quickly, the letter N came up because it's missing. It's missing in your life. And we know that whenever we say N, when we start to talk about going inside or an inner journey, or usually the connecting point when we talk about and, oftentimes we use N as that connecting point. But the letter N is one of those things that I want you to begin to start to write. This is an easy exercise. It's one of those things that uses sort of the movement of the hand, because we know there is a direct connection between the letter N, between writing and the brain. And when we write something, it gets embedded into our subconscious and our conscious mind. And this is if you want to be a true and trusted friend. And see, right now what's happening for you and has been going on for quite some time, you're not able to magnetize your like soul group. You're not able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing towards you people you don't want to be like.
Right.
And you're bringing towards you people who cannot be trusted, and you're bringing people towards you that is not true, you understand? And as a result, you toggle back and forth just because this is who you've always been able to connect with yourself. I want to take a look at the cycle that you're in right now, and this is about responsibility. Remember, responsibility is how you respond to situations, and what has happened is either you're responding out of reaction or you're not responding at all. Right now, there's a lot of things that you need to take care of, that you need to address, that you need to speak to, that you're not responding to, correct?
No,
so
let's
talk about it. Let's talk about it since you say no. Several things that I see. One, I see unopened bills that are just sitting around you that you haven't opened, you haven't addressed, you haven't contacted. These are things that you owe that you have not taken responsibility for. True?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
so
I know what they are, like my school tuition.
Yes. These are things that you're not addressing. Let me tell you, address them. Address them.
Okay.
Because remember, responsibility is about addressing. I'm going to tell you why this is so key for you, because you're in the cycle of responsibility. And this is the time for family, friends. It's about home. And it's about being responsible for people, places, and things, including yourself, that is around you. So this is the cycle for you to begin to take care of all of those things that you're connected to. Because what's going to happen, and Brother Bilal hit a key, he said, if you don't, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so there are some things that are in limbo that is going to impact you in the future. So it's not even about you saying that you're going to pay all of these bills, because right now you can't. And even if you could, that's not at the top of your list. But what you can do is you can start responding to these things. What that's going to do, it's going to put you back in your true light. because this cycle that you're in is connected to the color indigo, blue. It has a lot to do with that navy blue light that we see often at night. And this is about tapping into your inner truth, your shadow truth. And so you want that to be reflected in a very clear way. So practice in. So whether you want to talk about writing the word internal or going within, anything that has the letter N in it, because this is going to help you stand in your truth and allow you to be trusted, and so you can start attracting these types of people in your life. Otherwise, you're going to always keep getting this reflection, and it's going to be so frustrating for you.
Right.
Okay.
But one thing before we get over, and help me with this, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at all her planets when she was born, okay?
Yeah.
She is a natural born spiritual teacher. Hands
oh yes.
Down.
Oh yes. Hands
she came
down
to the planet to do that.
To teach. And I know I told you this before in a reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't I?
I never got a reading from you, but I actually called you, and you was actually saying that I was a teacher.
Well, then that's a reading, sweetie. That's a reading.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
a reading.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's a reading. Yes. Let's call it magical as it is. That's a reading. If I told you that, that's a reading. So
yeah, she is.
What I'm saying to you is you need to get into your work and be responsible. But if you can't stand in truth, if you cannot be trusted, and we're talking more from an internal perspective than an external perspective, because what's happening now is you're second-guessing yourself and your own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening is you're editing everything. And you know
right.
what happens when we edit, you take things out. And I'll give you a prime example so you can see it on a small scale. When you said, I never got a reading from you, but I called in and you told me.
Mm-hmm.
That's you trying to edit in your mind. Allow things to flow from your heart because that's where your truth lives. That's where it will come out naturally. You don't need to edit what comes out of your mouth. And if you're around people and you have to feel that you're constantly editing, then here's something I want you to take with you. Know that they're editing shit when they talk to you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That's true. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, when you speak from the heart, you don't have to worry about editing your words, offending anybody, or doing any of that because it's coming from a place of love. So hands down,
right.
I know because when you came on the call, I read that energy from you, and I know I had already told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Get into your work. We need more. We need more.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Get into your work.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling. Since we have about 26 minutes, we're going to go to caller number 206. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 954? Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in. Let's do caller number... calling number 105, calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Danae calling from North Little Rock, Arkansas. My birthday is 881.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Say that again, please. Say your name again.
Janae
with a J?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And your birthday?
8881. I picked up on you actually have two scientists you need to work with.
Okay.
All right, write these two down.
All right.
The first one is Beta.
All right.
You and let's stop right there because you constantly Either you're constantly betting yourself that you can't do it, or you're constantly biting someone else's things. You understand? Because beta is going into secondary after alpha. You have to go, you have to meditate for your own project. You have to stay in your alpha state. No matter how good someone else's shit look, stay in your state. But you have to work with beta and stop betting yourself that you can't do it. Stop taking dares from people, okay? That's the collab. You got to get a good collaboration with that, okay?
Okay.
And the next one is your chi, your spirit.
All right.
Something with your spirit going on there. Let me ask you something. What are you trying to figure out? Just tell me what you want to know. Tell me what's going on. Because I want this to be for you. I want to know, what is that one thing that's just pressing your ass? What is that thing like, man, if I just can't figure this out?
Well, I've been working on a book for like 10 or 11 years now, and I'm still trying to figure out.
10 or 11 years?
Yes. Well, since I was in college, I haven't like been writing it, like pretty much not working on it every single day, but just kind of figuring out, you know, my characters and really what the book is about. Like, I see it in my head all day long, and I think about it all day long, but when it's time to, like, write it down, I can't seem to get the words out, and it doesn't make sense, and I end up stopping because I don't think it's good enough. So that's what I've
been. Yeah, that's the beta energy, because the beta is the critic. You your own worst critic. You your own critic. You don't even need no enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You your own enemy.
Yeah.
And see, it's interrupting with your spirit, your vitality. You understand? Mm-hmm. You have to lift your spirit up. And see, what happened is you're not getting past the five senses. Because think about it. Even your whole life is a book itself. So I don't care that it's taken 10 or 11 years, but at some point it don't make common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it has to be an issue with the intuition.
Yeah, it is, and that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting more into my spirituality and everything, and I've been, you know, doing everything that Blue has told me to do in my other readings. And I've been just like reading more and trying to meditate more, and I'm trying to get there.
A lot of trying you're doing. That's a lot
yeah.
of trying.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
didn't
a lot
trying.
Of
trying six times like you was shooting a basketball. You tried. Yeah. No, you have to. You see, and it. You know what? You have to surrender. You have to surrender and really look to do something new. See, we're right back to the new, but it, because it's weighing down on your spirit. But it's all in that beta energy, and it's got to be you criticizing other people and making judgments on other people's shit. That's
yeah.
what's stopping it from jumping off.
Yeah.
Because beta is the critic. It's the criterion. It's the critic. And the critic is connected to the cricket. You know how the cricket, you understand how the cricket make all that damn distracting ass damn noise? See, it's a distraction going on because it's like the cricket. But as soon as you walk up on the cricket don't say shit. So you can't sit back and be no critic on other people's shit and don't expect your shit not to get criticized. You open the door for that energy. So take all bets off. It don't matter. See, you I don't know who you're trying to prove something to, but it's not going to work. You're not going to ever be able to prove it. It's over. Go back to the beginning. Go back to alpha.
Yeah.
You bright. You know it, you know?
Yeah, and you know, you really, really hit on some really, really good things here. I want you to think about the first letter in your name. That J is the soul quality of J. It's all about intuition and knowing. But what shuts that down is the critic. It is that beta energy. You understand what I'm saying?
the reason you're having a difficult time with your book is because you've put so many expectations that even you can't live up to them. Because the only thing that you're saying is that this book is not good enough, so what book is? What book, if you had to pick up a book that someone wrote, what book is good enough?
Are you still there? I'm here, yeah.
So what book is good enough?
Something like J.K. Rowling's book is good enough.
It's good enough. And yeah. And your book is not. Your
I
book
feel
is
like
not.
It would be. Like
right.
I want it to be good, but I don't know if it'd ever get there.
Right. So let me ask you a very honest question. Who are you writing for?
Well, I think that I'm writing for myself and just
you think? Hold on. Who are you writing for? Not who you think you're writing for, but who are you writing for?
My family.
Are you really?
I believe I am.
You believe? Have you let your family read it?
No.
Then who's doing all this judging? Who's saying it's not good enough, it's not ready? If you're writing for your family and it's been 11 years and you don't let them read it, then how are you going to know if that writing for your family is going to be good enough?
I don't know.
So here's a suggestion I want you to do, because I know you called in because you're ready to hear this. I want you to remove all expectations, like Brother Bilal said, and I want you to not play or be in the passive-aggressive mode about this, because the truth be told, you haven't done any writing in quite a long time. Isn't that true?
Right. That's true.
That's the truth. So we're not even talking about you sitting down at a table writing. You haven't wrote in a long time. But here's the thing. You have to give yourself permission to tell the truth and be honest to yourself. It's not about being honest to me and Brother Bilal, because we're not trying to write your book. You're trying to write it. So you have it as though you have some sort of writer's block, and that's not what we're dealing with here. You haven't been writing in a long time. So why don't you do what you really want to do, and then when you become inspired, not motivated, not led, but when you become truly inspired, only then do you write. Only then do you do anything. I don't do nothing unless it brings me almost to a complete orgasm, because it's just not worth it. See, when we are truly doing those things that we want to do, we're going to have the energy to do it. It doesn't mean sometimes we don't reach those roadblocks and we don't need to go back to Alpha and start all over again. But this is not what you're dealing with here. You want to do something else, but you don't even have the guts to tell yourself that. And the reason you don't want to tell yourself that is because you don't like it when other people start doing things and you're judging them, and then now you have to judge yourself. Really, what you want to do is energy work. You want to do intuitive work, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So why don't you do it and stop playing around with telling people you want to be a writer? So this is a prime example of how you can't get the help you need, because you want us to sit here and play with you about being a writer when that ain't what the hell you want to do. It's a part of what you want to do, but it's not at the forefront. But you
11 years ago. Yeah.
That's right. You've got to give yourself permission to say, it's okay for me to change my mind, and it's okay for me to do them both. If you want to get into energy work and you want to get into it, let me tell you how you ain't going to get in. By lying. That ain't going to work. So start studying those things that you love and start doing what you want to do and get into what is moving your spirit at this particular time. You know, I really want to say this because I think you can be a great reflection for all of us here when we start to talk about this beta energy, because a lot of this beta energy is what is killing us as a people. We are motivated to do shit. We are so fucking ambitious. We are jumping and biting on everybody else's shit and don't realize that we got a gold mine within us. If we could only attune to ourselves and really look for inspiration from within and just allow ourselves to sit with that and know what it feels like to be inspired by somebody and not want to clone ourselves after everyone. People can be an inspiration for you, but they can only their inspiration can only take you so far. You can't live your life off of someone else's dream. Like I told a sister once, you can never steal my light because you will never stand in front of me, and therefore you will always be dim. Stand in your own light. It's okay to say, I wanted to be a writer 11 years ago. It's okay to say, I don't know what the hell I want to do right now. It's okay to say, I want to get into energy healing work. It is okay to say that. We have got to give ourselves permission to be true to the inner journey. Get off the hero's journey and start taking the inner journey. We done did the hero's journey. Some of us, thousands of lives at this point. Aren't you tired of doing the hero's journey? It's time to go into the inner journey so you can learn these things from within.
Okay.
And give yourself permission to be who you truly are. And if you don't know who that is, take some time. I mean, after all, it's only your life. Take some time to learn what that is, who that is, the woman you've become now, because you're not the same person. Let go of that facade. If you want to be an energy reader, then damn it, be an energy reader.
Okay.
All right?
A lot of episodes.
Yes. Yes. I want you to get you a lamberite. This particular stone, because whenever you hold it, whenever you hold it in your hand, it really is about the mystery, because that's where you are right now. You are walking in the mystery, complete darkness, and that's a beautiful place because this is where you have the opportunity to learn and to truly, truly grow.
Yes.
So work with that stone. Understand the properties of it. Understand the energy that is flowing through it. So thank you for calling in. And peace and love to you. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful.
Yes, yes. All right.
Blue, that beta is just like a flat Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Life without the bubbles. Life without the carbonated water.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to go to caller number 78, calling in from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. Hello, Brother Bilal.
How you doing?
Who's on the line?
This is Ebony from Baton Rouge.
Oh, Ebony.
All right.
Ebony from Baton Rouge.
What's your help for me?
My birthday is 12/15/1988.
You said 12/15?
12/15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 15. 88. Okay, hold on. Okay, one second. I'm looking for your scientist right fast.
I'm looking for.
Which, tell me, Ebony, which scientist did you connect with? What you, if any?
Sadly enough, the beta.
But you know, Ebony, I will tell you something. Your birthday, 12/15, you said, right? As in December 15th. December 15th, you know, that adds up to 27. 7 plus 2 is 9. 9 plus 6 is 12. We're in a 6-year. That adds up to 15. 15 plus 1 is, 5 plus 1 is 6. And you're in a cycle, just like one of the other callers, you're in a cycle of responsibility. So it's about you responding.
You know what, Ms. Blue, and honestly, I kind of picked up on that earlier when you said that to her. yeah, but I really have been doing my best to stay up on things.
Well, good. And, that's good because that's good. That's good. That's good. No, that's good. And, you know, the thing about it is you'll actually be moving into this energy. Well, actually, you're moving in it now. This is already August that we're in. For those of us who have expanded consciousness and those of you who are in the self-investment class, you'll learn some of these things from Brother Bilal when he teaches astronomy and numerology and astronomy. You'll learn these things as well, too. Because for those of us who have evolved our consciousness, it doesn't kind of work the same way for everyone. So this isn't a one thing fit all. But for you, because you have done that work and you have put in that work and you have been able to, you know, expand your consciousness, things are happening much, much faster than us. We're outside of these circles of time, but we still have our own energy that connects with universal energy. There is that point of embarkment. It's just like drawing a pyramid. You will have a circle, but you have to get to a certain level of height in order for you to be able to see the complete circle that surrounds the pyramid. You see?
Right.
And so
right.
This is what we're talking about, this from an elevated point of view. So I don't want anybody to get twisted who's doing their own numbers and saying, no, she's not there, this is not where she is, because I don't kind of work like that. You know, I'm looking at all of your energy and your chakras, and I'm so tempted to draw your aura right now, but we have about 7 minutes to go, so I'm going to let Brother Bilal speak to you, and then I'm going to talk to you, and then we're going to keep it moving.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you could have checked it out. No, what? I pick up three different scientists for you.
Uh-huh.
Three different ones, and that first one is the theater. Yeah, and you have to fall in line with the rhythm and the harmony of life. The theater is, you know, like when you're at the theater, the lights go off and you're the only one, like, left behind stage and shit. You at a certain stage in your life right now. And so what the next one was Sigma. So what they're saying, you don't move until the lightning strike you.
And I know that's right. Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's definitely confirmation because I'm not gonna move until I feel like it's necessary.
Yeah, but lightning gotta strike you. You understand? So that's letting me know you're not doing a lot of brainstorming. So you're not coming from that alpha energy because all of them are connected. You get what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
And then the last one, the last one was Xy, the XY.
Mm-hmm.
XY. All right. Now, guess what's at the heart of this one? Your ex.
Blue, don't laugh, Blue. Don't laugh, Blue.
I'm sorry.
See, because that's what Xy really is. It's the gateway to force. It's the gateway to force. And I want you to really look at this, right? Look at this. Watch this here. What is sex? Say, look at sex. Sex is whenever you see the X is always talking about force, explosion, explosive. It you understand? It's always talking about some type of force.
So with sex is CX. So you're seeing force in live present motion when you're having sex. That's why it's called a sexual intercourse. So it's an intercourse going on. It's a class you're in on
yeah.
the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's connected to your ex. You got to let your ex go because your ex is the gateway to where you are right now. You know, like when you go to a party and your boyfriend hugging all the girls and say, oh, that's my ex, that's my ex. You can't get mad at them because they're the gateway to getting to you. You understand? But you have to, you know, you have to let your ex go, though.
You got to love the brother.
Because it's force. You understand? I mean, but yeah, because it's forcing you. You understand? So you got to become vulnerable, just like I said in the beginning. Even if that means it looks like you'll get hurt, you good. Just stay open. You're not going to get hurt. Stop thinking like that. Stop waiting till the lightning strike and then it, you know, then it collapse on you anyway. Then you'd be with another ex.
Yes, yes.
Heard that.
Very powerful. Some of the same things, Ev, I'm just going to tell you. You know, your name starting with the letter E. The letter E is kind of like the baby in the bunch when it comes to insight. You know, it's kind of standing tall between its sisters and its brother of the L and the I, you know. And when we think about L, we think about God. And then when we think about I, the I am that I am, you know, all of these. The E is sort of in the middle of that. It's kind of the baby when it comes to intuition. For you, you have a lot of tolerance. And a lot of times your tolerance is misunderstood as agreeing with what a person is saying or being in agreement to. Because a lot of times you don't say anything. And I'm going to tell you something my daddy used to tell me. Silence means a lot of times you agree because you didn't say anything. You didn't take a stand. You didn't say, oh, no, 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 that's not what I meant. Or no, 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 I don't agree with that. Or, yes, this is what I agree with. So it is about you really understanding those things when it comes to your own energy and learning how to respect other people's right to do things the way that they want to do it, and even if you don't agree. Because a lot of times you're getting, I see you in this tug of war, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, tug of war. And it's based upon how someone is perceiving something or how they're seeing it. So this is about you understanding that people have the right, just like you do, to understand that they can think the way they want. But what you have to remember is the freedom to your judgment thinking is self-acceptance. And when you can begin to accept all of you, then you won't have these disagreeable conversations, internal or external, going on with other people because you accept all of you. Does that make sense?
It does. It definitely does.
Yeah.
Now, Blue, let me say this, though. When... okay. It's true. I can hold my tongue for so long, and I won't say a lot because I want to give people the chance to kind of realize things on their own. Or I do, like, want to respect the fact that people are going to do what they're going to do, and that's what they choose to do. That's up to them. Yet, when it comes down to me and when I feel like I'm mistreated, when I do speak up on it, I'm considered the crazy person.
Right, because you know why? Because you done let so many different instances go by that you didn't say nothing, that you're not speaking, you're blowing up, and there's a difference.
Oh, that makes sense.
There's a difference. That's what I'm telling you. Don't sit there and see, you know, in the Kim business class we used to talk about, let me ask you this. Who do you feel you need to forgive? If you could name someone, is there anyone in your life you need to forgive? Name, or how many people do you feel you need to forgive? Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we have like 30 seconds left to go. I didn't even see this. We are about to go into the after hours. The rest of you, if you're not on the phone lines, oh my, you're going to want to download, because we're going to keep going into the after hour. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, Soul Alignment Readings. He's also going to be teaching a class in Self-Invested. You definitely want to email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. You know how to reach me. Peace and love. Leave a comment. Yeah. Like it on Facebook. Like it on Twitter. Like it all over the world. Much love, Warren Spirit. Ashe to the ancestors. We're in after hours.
After hours it is.
After hours. All right, Eb. Go ahead. You were saying. you were
that's
saying.
A good question. Now, see, Miss Blue, I would like to say I feel like I should forgive my ex. That was brought up. But for somewhere in the back of my head, I want to think that I did, but apparently not.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. The reason I'm telling you that is so that you can understand. It's not about jumping out and just kind of just coming out of character or who you are with the person, but it is about when something first happened, it's about you speaking at that moment, and you don't do that. You're very tolerant. And I understand that because I tolerate some bullshit that probably I shouldn't either. But you're very tolerant. You understand. But see, the side effect of tolerating all of that is that when you do go off, it is an explosion.
Oh, yeah.
You're having an episode.
You're having an episode. There you go. That's not good. What I want you to do is, if you can, there's a gemstone that is directly connected with your vibration, which is in your name. This is based on your name, Ebony, that you brought to the planet, and that is the yellow sapphire. And one of the reasons I love working with the yellow sapphire is because it has one of the highest qualities of magnification in a stone that helps you to view your life by understanding how others think, believe, and why they have, you know, they do certain things that they do, to give you more of a broader understanding. And the other reason I love about the yellow sapphire is it helps you to expand your own intellect. And it also helps you gently rid yourself of negative judgments that you have against yourself. And it also helps you get rid of this one word, Ebony, because you say it too many times, and that is all of your damn shouldas. What I shoulda did when she said that, or when he said that, what I shoulda said, or you know what I shoulda did when she showed me that. It helps you to get rid of the shouldas and helps you to stay present so that you can speak and you don't carry all of this energy inside your heart. And let me tell you why. Because I see leakage coming out of your heart chakra on the backside, which tells me is what is happening is you'll say in your mind, oh, no, it's no problem. It don't bother me. But you sit up all night thinking about it and saying what I should have did, what I should have said, how I should have handled that, what I should have told them, what I should have did, all of this.
You're right.
So that's what you need to do. Other than that, beautiful energy, my dear, I'm going to go inside of you right now. I have me a beautiful wand that I have, and it's made out of selenite. And what I'm doing right now inside your energy is helping all of this to flow right back inside of you, because I know you're going to do the work from here on out to keep that heart chakra from not leaking. And just as we've been talking here, I see it getting less and less and less and less. And how you're going to stop it from leaking is I want you to imagine butterflies, because they're beautiful, and I want you to see butterflies flying into the back of your heart chakra whenever you get overwhelmed by your shittas. And that yellow sapphire is also going to help you to work with that energy as well. Just take it with you into meditation. You know, hold it with you in your hands, and that's just going to help you with that energy and just to release some of that from yourself. All right?
Okay, thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you, Brother Bilal. I love both.
Yes, Ebony.
All right. Love you too, Ebony. Peace and love.
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in.
Great job.
All right. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Wow, it is so many of you guys on the phone line. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from caller. Let's get a caller. Let's get caller number 139. Calling in from area code 309. There we go. 309?
Hello?
All right. Yes, you almost got to mute, 309.
Peace and greetings, Ms. Blue, Brother Bilal. This is Janice from Illinois.
Janice?
Hey, Janice, how you doing?
Janice from Illinois.
I didn't think I was going to get through, but I'm glad I did because I think, Brother Bilal, I'm a two. Is that correct? I think I'm
who?
A beta.
You think you're a beta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
6/12/1964.
All right. Okay. No, I'm looking at. Hold on, let me check to make sure. I picked up on three of them. I tell you. Right? Hold on, let me see.
Wow. it's amazing how you guys.
No, it's not beta. Guess what it is.
What is it?
The first one is epsilon, which is the episodes. It's time to start a new chapter. See, you know what it is? It's just like the TV show being canceled. It's time to cancel that shit. This season over.
Right. Okay.
You get what I'm saying? You
got
to go into a new season. The second one is the lamb.
Yes.
You got to go into the. You got to be a little naive.
Okay.
Bring yourself in. Become vulnerable. Just open.
Okay.
Don't care about, you understand? Just, you already have enough intuition to see it coming, but you got to be open.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
so,
epsilon,
the lambda, and the last one is roll your boat. But it's connected also to what Ms. Blue was just saying, because, see, this roll is connected to the hero. See, that hero journey, don't leave that shit behind.
Yeah,
take the road less traveled. You don't have to go the same way everybody else is going. You get ready to start a new chapter.
Yeah.
So just lie down in your trust and trust your intuition. Trust that sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the common sense and then make fun out of this shit. You understand?
No, I understand.
Make fun at it. Laugh at it so you can make some sense of it.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Mhm. Beautiful, beautiful.
Not beta though. Not beta.
It's amazing. Here's what I want to tell you, Janice, is if you want to begin, you have to start honoring your hunches. And what I mean by your hunches is your intuition. You have to begin to start honoring that, like really honoring that. And luckily for you, your name is Janice. It starts with a J. If you write it in cursive, you got to put those hunches in there, you know? So when you write your name in cursive, it's very different than when you're writing it in print. That's one of the ways for you to begin to start tapping into that energy. But it's about you to start honoring your hunches, the cycle that you're in. Is this cycle that has a lot to do with you, it's time to get busy. This is the cycle I call time to get busy. You know, it's time for you to get back to work, you know, and not just work as we think of as the J over B. Some people call it just over broke, but really into your spiritual work. You know, it's about you understanding that. But, you know, it's a couple of things that you have to do first. You got to do some weeding. You got to get rid of a lot of this shit that, you know, like Brother Bilal was saying, the old story. You got to let the old stories go. You know, mm-hmm. this pair of shoes that you know you ain't wore in 3 years that's taking up room in your closet, you got to let that go, you know. Things that you know you're not going to get back in, you got to let that go. That shirt, okay. even though it's cute and you wore it a couple of times, but you know you ain't going to wear it again, you got to let that go. You got to start doing your reading and being productive. And for you, because you got a lot of moving pieces going on right now, Spirit is just kind of showing me these things floating all around. You have got to get organized.
Okay.
It's killing you, the organization.
Okay.
You've got to get yourself organized. And then, you have to do things, and you are, that are fun for you so you can have enough energy to do the stuff you don't want to do.
Okay.
See, that's key. If we don't do things that are fun for us, you'll never have enough energy to do the stuff you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So you got to have fun. So, you know, play that song, Girl, Just Wanna Have Fun. You need to have fun. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
You know, get some Vaseline, freeze your cheeks up or something. I don't know. Have some fun, you know?
She has, you know what, Janice had an amazing soul alignment reading. She sounds totally different, to be honest with you. She's leaps and bounds. So I'm proud of you. Thank you again, Janice.
Great. Beautiful. Is this I wonder if this is one of my Janices.
It is.
I thought so. This is one of my sisters who's in the priestesshood. So all you have to worry about getting organized, chickadee. So you got organized.
I'm going to be up for the rest of the night getting organized. Don't even worry.
I thought this was one of my Genesis. Well, beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So you're in.
Yeah, but do that. Mm-hmm. Do me a favor, Janice. Put those three symbols. Research Epsilon, Lambda, and Rho. Put those symbols next to each other and equal it out to something. What do those three equal up to you? And let that be your equation.
Yes.
Okay?
Very powerful sigil to work with. Yes.
All right. Great work.
Beautiful.
All right.
I love it. Oh, my. That was peace and love. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in. And let's see. Calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Vernita from Minnesota.
All right. What's your name again?
Vernita.
Vernita, can you take us off speakerphone, please?
Yes.
And it's your birthday.
Yep.
Yes, you are.
12/11/64.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's going on with you? How you feeling today? Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. The first scientist that came up to you for you was Beta.
Okay.
Was the Beta energy, and I know right there you are not cooperating at all. You hear me?
Yes, I do. I didn't catch the beginning of the show. I just got on the last 15 minutes, so I'm not sure what the beta is,
okay.
But I will listen to the show.
Oh, you couldn't. You was on for more than 16 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said you didn't hear the beginning of the show, right?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to go back and hear the beta energy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well,
yeah, because you would need to have the information. I'm sorry.
No. She's been on for quite a few minutes, but I'm gonna let you hold the line. We'll go to someone else who knows they've been here. We're gonna go to 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Akasha from Georgia.
Greetings.
Okay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Let's see. I'm sorry. I was kind of distracted when I got on. My birthday is
March 26, 1984. Mhm. Okay. And one second. Well, I did pick one up for you. I picked one of the scientists up that you need to work with. The first one coming up is Zeta, Z-E-T-A.
Mhm.
So this is connected to the time zone in the day zone. So this is also connected to distance. So this is you sitting back wondering when is going to happen, like, you know what I'm saying, like what time zone I'm in, where am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to put that equation. Is you get a new point of view. The point of view you have is really not serving you, and it's either three ways I want you to get to that, through either meditation, giving, and just not be selfish. Just, you know what I'm saying, just go out your way to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that should help clear up some of your blocks right there. Right, but Omicron for sure, which is connected to the corona. Remember, I was talking about the corona is also the crown. So this is your halo. So what you're doing, you're making up your halo with all of that old energy, and that's why it's not supporting your magnetic field. All right, your magnetic field is connected to all of this. You being charged up and moving forward, your magnetic field is connected to that. And what happened? You keep holding on to that old point of view, but you have to go into, you got to reinvent yourself. All right? And be a little more patient with yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're very impatient for real. You're creative, but you're very impatient. All right? And remember, you know where patience hang out at, right?
Where?
At the hospital.
Oh.
At the hospital. All right. Mm-hmm. I also want one more thing. You need to defrag. You need to let a lot of that old stale energy go, because you have a hard time letting go, and you know you just play this shit over and over in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's another thing that's stopping you, block that RAM. You know, you have random access to your memory bank, need to be dumped out, because you have some old pictures that's just like not supporting you, not working for you, especially in relationships, intimate
mm-hmm.
relationships. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
The best of you is just not your sex. Okay? That's not the winner. You need to build up something more than sex, because once the sex over, you know, remember, you come to X.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you need to work on something. You need to work on a little more power than your pushing power. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's what I have for you. And get into some real estate. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you, Akasha, what did you call in for? What was your main reason for calling in?
I don't even remember why. I just was like, I don't know. I just was like, let me just see what happens. I don't remember what
mm-hmm.
was on my mind. I kind of fell asleep, actually, and then woke up probably within about 15 minutes ago
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Mm-hmm.
So you called in, press 1, and fell asleep?
No, not right away. I was listening, and I kind of like dozed off into this. It felt like a sleep / trance.
The day is on. Yeah, the day is on. Just like we just did.
And then I woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't want to call in?
No, I did. I called in, and I just was really interested in seeing what would come up for me.
Because you said you don't know why you called in. You just
kind of fell
asleep.
I don't remember. I was listening to the call. I heard most of it.
Right.
I don't think I was sleep long. It was like a weird kind of mm-hmm. trance sleep, and then I just woke up right when I heard the girl that was having the call about the I woke up to hear one of the listeners, and I've heard a couple of your readings.
Right. So you press 1, why?
I wanted to get a reading. Just
why?
To see maybe where my blocks are.
Mm-hmm. So you feel you have blocks? Where do you feel your blocks are?
Well, I mean, I definitely agree with some of the things that were mentioned. I mean, I can go down a list. I mean, I've spoken to you recently, Ms. Blue, and we've talked a lot about, mm-hmm. I usually ask you about my business, and you gave me a lot of things, and I'm still working on a lot of that stuff. But, I mean, even when he talks to me about, you know, Brother Bilal mentioned things about relationships, I mean,
Yeah, but where do you feel your blocks are?
Well, I do know that, you know, going back to the last reading that you and I had, I'm still working on really being in my authentic expression.
Mm-hmm. I can tell that, but where do you feel your blocks are? Not what I told you, not what Brother Bilal told you. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but I
want to
know what you think. No.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but I want to know where do you feel your blocks are?
Okay, maybe at this moment, besides that, I'm not sure. That's been one of the main things on my mind.
So you think you have blocks, but you have no clue where those blocks are.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No. I guess if you want to ask me what other blocks besides that.
No. Hold on, Akasha. It's not a trick question, I promise you. Mm-hmm. This is something you could really, really take a lot of value in.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel your blocks are? You feel.
Okay. Just maybe not trusting myself. I definitely have one thing that's been bothering me is the fact that I have been spending a lot of time, like, I'm in the process of trying to move forward in a lot of different areas of my life, but I find myself constantly going through this debate in my head or creating these scenarios in my head that are in some ways related to old energies, past things that have happened, and it's, like, constantly replaying in my head, and I'm finding myself going through this battle of trying to let go of that. I know that that is also creating some, I guess you could say, blocks in my life as well. Let's see. Yeah. I mean, those are the first things that just come to mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And how many people would you say you trust? Give me a number. How many people you trust?
I would say, I don't know, maybe like, probably 5-6 people in my life. I don't know. Maybe more than that.
You don't know how many people you trust?
I don't know if I could put a number to it. I don't know if I could put a number to it, but.
You just said 5 or 6.
Well, that was me just thinking, but if I keep going, I might, the number may increase. But I would say right off the top, I can think of maybe about 5 people.
Right off the bat, 5 people you trust. Can you name those 5 people?
Well, I don't want to say names, but I will say, well, you know, I trust.
Well, you can say, like, friend of mom, dad, you know, you don't have to say their name. Yeah.
I would say I have 1, 2.
No. Name them.
Well, I was going to say 1 or 2, 3 friends like that. But I trust my mother. I trust, I have 1 friend that I'm close to that I trust. I have another friend that I trust. The more I think about it, I don't know that I trust very many people. I just kind of.
Yeah. So how many people would you say? So about 3, because you named 3 there.
I would probably say 3, like, with confidence. that I trust,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Agree with confidence that you trust. Here's something I want you to take about, because in your business that you do, people have to trust you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something that's interesting, and I know this from the times that you call in, you don't trust. It's not about trusting me or trusting Brother Bilal or anybody else. You don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people contact you, they're supposed to trust you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how is it that you want people to do what you're not willing to do?
Oh, I agree with you. I know I have very serious trust issues, so, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
So if I told you that I didn't trust anybody, would you want me working with you?
No.
Mm-hmm. So can you see why you're having problems in your business?
I can believe it, yeah. I've been working on my trust issues for a while. It's,
yeah.
I know it's very
yeah.
deep-rooted for me, but I can
yeah.
believe it.
Yeah, and here's something I want you to take a look at because you can learn something from this. You named three people,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't even add yourself in that.
yeah.
Isn't
I know
that
I don't
something?
Trust myself, or at least I'm working on learning to trust myself, but I
yeah.
know that's an issue for me. That's the biggest issue
yeah.
of it all. It's like if I don't trust myself, then
well,
I don't trust
right.
myself.
Well, what I'm
or,
saying is, yeah. here's one of the things, because I understand the energy of the ego. So I thank you for standing forward. But when you say, I know I don't trust myself, so is it A, you know you don't trust yourself and you don't want to change, or do you truly want to change, or what is the real reason you called in? Because you're saying, oh, I know that.
No, it's more so like I agree. I know I don't trust myself, and I want to change it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a, you know, it's been an interesting challenge. I mean, I do get frustrated with it sometimes. I do.
Right.
I
so let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what makes you trust the person? You said I got one friend that I really really trust. What did that friend do to show you that you can truly trust them?
It's just the
what?
Energy about her that's very, very
real and authentic.
Yeah, she's just who she is.
Yeah.
Which is something,
yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so is it safe to say that you're not who you are, you say you are?
Yes. That's something that I am working on, definitely wanting to be more of my true self.
Do you know how to do
with.
That?
You know, it's interesting because it's like I see glimpses of this, and the more I work on myself, the more I get to be more in that. So it's like I know what that looks like. And I believe I do. It's almost, I mean, I guess the way it looks to me is like if I were to be myself, it's just like by surrendering and stop. I think I listen to too many different people. I always have so many different people in my ear, and that's one thing I'm
yeah.
trying to do is really, you know, separate myself
yeah.
from a lot of people. I have a lot of people in my ear. I have my trust issues go back to when I was a kid. I mean, I know it's really
yeah, yeah,
in my,
yeah, it's
embellished. I've never really been myself, you know, even back then. You know, I was always, I'm very sensitive to criticism, and I've had to build
yes.
my strength around that. And anyway, letting go of all these different voices that are in my ear constantly and just really learning to listen to my own inner voice and
right.
surrendering to that and stop thinking that I'm always wrong or second-guessing myself or, you know, thinking somebody else knows something that I don't know about what I should be doing, about what I should
right.
be doing. That's my, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really going to tell you something, and hopefully you'll go back and download this, and I know it'll be helpful for other people. When you're truly listening to yourself, it's not going to look like anybody else. It's not going to sound like anybody else. It's going to be for you, truly for you, and it will work. It will work. You know what it is to be real and to be authentic. You crave that, but by the same token, you've become a master of masking yourself after other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so sometimes, and I think we talked about this before, sometimes you have to sit down and you have to take a break from being bombarded by what you think you're supposed to be or what you think you should be doing. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. when you're trying to find who you are, none of that can be expressed externally. In fact, when I see that reflection on the outside, I tend to go the opposite direction. Take a pause. Take a pause and give yourself the time, the energy, the attention that you deserve, that you want from other people. Because at the end of the day, that's all you want. You want the acknowledgement. But that's like, I'm going to tell you what this would be like. That would be like somebody dressing up and going on stage, and you see this on YouTube a lot, singing a Beyonce song and trying to figure out why they don't have 14 million hit likes on their YouTube page like Beyonce and getting mad about it. Hello, you're not Beyonce. They're not going to do that. Now, if you were to sing your own authentic song, then you could get your likes because people would truly be coming for you and not who you think you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot be in any kind of business, especially not no spiritual or energy work, if you don't trust people, because how do you want How is that energy even going to be reciprocated back? If you don't trust nobody, nobody's going to come to you to trust your ass. Because you've taught the universe to say, Akasha, don't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's going to come back because they're thinking, why would I come back to you? You don't trust anybody. You don't trust your damn self. So why would I trust you with me? Then you go into this whole passive-aggressive thing of beating yourself up. Here's an FYI, and you know this. We chose our mother. We chose our father. We chose those people. Get your lesson. You're in a circle jerk, and you don't have to be, but you're not going to get out on someone else's work. You're only going to get out of your circle jerk on your work that you do you. And sometimes spiritual work is not reading a book, is not listening to a blog talk, is not looking at other people's website, is not doing none of that shit. It is sometimes getting outside, going to the park, getting on the swing, and just allowing the sun to bathe you. You have to find your own essence. Next time when you're laying in the bed and it's late at night and you cut off all the lights and you've cut off everything, take your hand and place it on your heart. You need to know that you are more than enough. Nothing else is required. You don't need to gain nothing. Nobody don't need to certify. You are enough. No more Beyoncé's. No more of that. Stop the acting. Stop the pretending. Because when the real you comes out, you will see how powerful and beautiful you truly are. Take time out of the equation. Take time out. Because if you say, oh, I want this to happen in, let's say, 4 months, it could happen in 24 hours, but you done put 4 months on it. So take time out of the equation.
Yeah.
Step yourself outside of those constraints. Yes. Step out
really
of those constraints.
I struggle with that, and I'm going to do it. Okay.
And I know, I think you have a reading schedule with me coming up.
I do.
So these are all first steps that you're taking. your beautiful sister, and underneath all of this that you done cloaked yourself thinking, you're like that person that got on clothes too big for them. You got on a hoodie, a sweat jacket, a coat, a T-shirt, some leggings, some boots with some footies on the inside. For what? You don't need all of that. It's unnecessary. You don't need all of that. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. And whatever your heart is calling you to do, do it from an authentic and a real place from you, and you will be able to see that. Sometimes you do have to cut off all of those distractions. Do something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Your spiritual work is going to be hanging out with your friends at the mall. Stop doing all this spiritual shit that you think is making you do something that it's not. All it's doing is putting more clothes on your ass.
Hmm.
You know, go to the park, find a sandbox, and build a sandcastle. That's some real spiritual work. You know, I don't talk about this a lot, but in Akashic Records, you know, a lot of times I see you guys, and I don't only see you as being past lives as humans, but some of you have been rocks, some of you have been trees, some of you have been a grain of sand, some of you have been animals. You've been a whole lot of shit. Get in touch with nature, so you can truly understand the essence of what's driving you. Go play in the sandbox. Get some sand. Build a sandcastle. Play in the sandbox. Stop taking yourself so serious. Have some fun. Live life. Go eat an ice cream cone. Get you a fat, greasy burger. Sit down and be human so you can get in touch with your hue, your aura, the origin of you. Before you go so far that you can't even remember who you are to come back. You can come back. You still can. Like you said, too many people in your ear, put on some fucking music. That's a great way to drown it all out. Dance. Put your headsets on, turn your music up as loud as you can in your room, and dance your ass around in your room.
I feel like this is so foreign to me to get to that place of authenticity, because I almost, like, when I see that, when I have those moments where I know that I'm in that, it feels like I don't think I've ever been myself.
Right. I know you haven't. I'm telling you, yes, you haven't. You haven't been yourself. And so it is about that rediscovery journey, and that's a beautiful one. But don't make that shit a spiritual project.
Okay.
Don't start journaling it and, oh, and I'm going to turn this into, see, that's how, you know, that spirituality gone so wrong.
Okay.
You know, go outside in the rain and see what it feels like to get wet for real. Go for a walk, you know, play in the sand, sit in the grass, touch those things of nature. Touch those things of nature. That's how you're going to find your way back. Have no expectation. Whether it's today or 20 years from now, it doesn't matter. You came back to do this work, to live your life, and that you're going to do. The reason you feel so lost is because you're not on your own path. You're on somebody else's damn path. They looking at you like you a stalker, and they trying to drive home. Why every turn I make, she making? Why you following me? Is this person following me? So get on your own path and just relax. And when all else fails, you know, whoop-de-woo, la-la-la, blah-de-blah, play some Kendrick Lamar. All right?
Thank you.
You're
no,
welcome.
Great.
Yeah. So peace and love to you. Email me and let me know how it's going. Peace and love. And thank you for calling in and being that reflection for us. Yes. All
very
right.
Good.
Yeah. Beautiful. We have so many of you guys on the phone line. Like, it's so insane. I don't even know if we're going to get cut off.
Right, right. That was
so
great call.
Brother Bilal, I want you to just talk to us here because I don't want us to get cut off. It's an amazing share. I want to thank you for coming by. It's always
right.
A beautiful, beautiful share.
Well, I truly bring it to you as it come in, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, as I get the information, I'm bringing it to you. And how to use it is, you know, most of all important to me. So, you know, put your formulas together. I mean, go over them. Research the ones that's really talking to you, but the scientists, I mean, this is like phenomenal.
I guarantee you will see
some serious results. You know, so just keep us posted and tell everybody what's working for you so everybody can learn from it. That's why so many people need to know it. You understand? Because it may be something you put together and it's just not jumping off, and then you see someone do something similar, but they add Zai to it and it takes off and say, damn, that's the missing part. See, we all going to learn from
right.
each other. Don't
that's
be scared
right.
to learn from someone else, and don't be scared to share.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So, yeah, so, yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, beautiful share here this yes. evening. I know there are many of you guys on the line. We don't want to get cut off here.
Right.
We have a busy day tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yes.
The meet and greet.
Self-invested, yes,
for
yes.
Self-invested, and that's for everyone who became self-invested tonight. And
yes.
I know more of you will be taking that journey as well, and we look forward to connecting with all of you on this very, very powerful journey as well, and just sharing more with each other, giving, loving more, and just doing the work, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
that is. And sometimes we have to know that the work is as simple as sitting on the porch, rocking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's the work too. You know, it's many different ways that we can tap into that higher consciousness, that higher vibration, that frequency within ourselves, and know that we're all connected, we're all one, and see that from so many different aspects. And, you know, our spiritual work should never, ever turn into a job or a task, or, you know, it shouldn't be this serious thing that we have to buckle ourselves down all the time. We are
mm-hmm.
the spiritual being that is creating this spiritual experience, and we can never forget that, that everything that exists in this reality is because it was someone else's spiritual experience that they were having. They were in all of the alphabets creating those thetas and those alphas, and even those betas at times, you know, really understanding our epsilon. Put those formulas together. They're very, very powerful formulas. That we have. I encourage you guys to begin to work with those formulas, putting them together, knowing your magic, being the magic makers that you are, because magic is truly living life with a purpose, and all of us have our divine purpose, and we're learning them more and more every single day. As we come together, we share, we connect, and do all of those things that we have it in us to do. And so...
And they actually had an earthquake 3 hours ago in Northern California also.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because when the energy come online, and, you know, it's not about no one getting hurt from an earthquake. And if be honest, earthquakes don't kill people. It's the man-made objects and buildings that kill people, not earthquakes.
Yes.
You know,
so
but
true.
They actually had an earthquake during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy is coming online. It's here.
Yes.
It's here.
Yes. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
See everyone in self-invested.
Yes. See you guys tomorrow. Self-invested. Definitely, definitely see everybody tomorrow and self-invested. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. Peace and love to you guys out there. And, you know, definitely much love, warm spirit. And see you guys tomorrow. And, you know, check your email. Check your email. Check your email. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. Yeah.
All right. It's been fun.
Yes,
thank
it
you
has.
Yeah.
All right. Bilal the Experience. Email him. Brother Bilal, reach out. And you guys, if you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, you know what to do. Go over on Facebook. Go to iTunes. Right here on the Remix Radio page. Leave a comment. Like it and leave a comment. Let us know. Hey, go over to the Remix Radio page. Let us know what Greek alphabet you feel yourself connected to after you've done that. If you have a formula, put those formulas up. We want to see some of those formulas that you guys are going to be working with. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. And peace and love to you guys. And have a safe weekend. See you back on Sunday night. You know how we do. Remix time, you guys. Remix time. Yeah, we're going to get out of here. Let's see.
Therapy.
love, everyone. See you on Sunday night. Peace. Peace and love. Go get some therapy. Get some love and therapy. And have some fun. Peace and love.